Bucks scrum for three Phantoms there. Pogansky has it. He shoots and scores! Austin Pogansky finds the puck and puts it home! Now the Storm get a turnover, though, at the top of the zone. Berger is holding, trying to find Hutchison. Shot, score! Mick Hutchison, first of the season! It's now another shot for McMurphy, and he scores! Ryan McMurphy, his second goal of the game, a shorthanded goal! And the Storm take a 5-1 lead. Now here comes Wilkie on a breakaway. Wilkie to the center. He shoots and scores. Chris Wilkie, a breakaway goal. Ties it at 1 for the Storm. Taken away by Youngstown breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. Hurry back to Berger with a shot. And he scores. Chase Berger, second goal of the weekend. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski.
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm looking for a sweep tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Welcome inside our Vieira Wireless pregame show. I'm Jared Sheffrin. The Tri-City Storm are taking on the Fargo Force here at Shields Arena. The second game on a three-game weekend before tomorrow afternoon's game against Sioux City. We're inside the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Vieira Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Vieira Event Center. Get more with Vieira Wireless today. Visit us at Vieira.com. Well, the Storm are looking for a sweep on the weekend, but they're also looking for a split of the season series with Fargo. The Force won two games in Kearney on March 1st and 2nd. Last night, Tri-City got a 4-1 victory, four different goals, and really nice efforts from Chase Berger, who scored two goals. Hayden Levine, who had 38 saves in the game, but he only allowed one goal. And also Jake Wallen gets his second goal of the season in his sixth game. Second consecutive game with a goal for Wallen. Both of the goals from Garrett Gomez. Ryan McMurphy also scored in the second period. And Tri-City had themselves a 4-1 lead after two and shut things down in the third period. Didn't allow anything for Fargo. 18 shots on net for Fargo in the third, and they outshot Tri-City 39-22 in the game. However, the Storm got those four goals, and the four goals on Matthias Israelson was enough for Tri-City in a 4-1 win last night. The other thing last night, Austin Pogansky had a four-minute double minor for checking from behind in a game ejection. He is in the lineup tonight. He will play tonight for Tri-City. The league did not review it. Jim Holton said he was good to go for tomorrow night. So you'll hear Jim explain a little bit more in the coach's corner in a couple minutes. But Pogansky is in. The Storm keep everything the same in their line tonight. 20 guys, the same 20 as last night. Hayden Levine gets the start between the pipes. Max Prodzik is serving as an emergency backup. Fargo, a couple different changes. They get both Alex Jackstat and Neil Goff back in the lineup. Both of those players were serving one-game suspensions last night from the league. They're both back in the lineup. Jackstat will slide in on the left wing in the second line with Mike Babcock and Brody Stevens. Neil Goff will take a spot on the defensive tandem with Hunter Warner. And those two players back in for Fargo. The Force have scratched Boutros Ghaffari, who was in last night, as well as Chris Buchanan. Timu Kivihalme, who got run into the goal last night and was down and injured, did not return. He is back in the game playing as a right defenseman tonight with Tanner Jago for Fargo. So a lot coming up here on the Vieira Wireless pregame show. Storm looking to get the sweep on the weekend and looking to split the season series with the Fargo Force. Should be a good one. Coming up next here on the Breeze, we'll take a quick break, come back with your Best Western Plus behind enemy lines, and our Coach's Corner with head coach Jim Holton. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment. equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Hello?
Katie, it's Jen. Do you know where my husband Tony is?
Yeah, he's here with my husband Frank and a bunch of the neighbor guys.
Watching the game, huh?
No, skipping through my flower garden.
What?
Now they're doing high fives, now chest bumps, and now they appear to be cartwheeling down the hill.
Trucks and Bucks is back, so get happy. You could win a brand new truck.
What's Tony doing now?
Looks like the funky chicken.
Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson. Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney. It's all right to be a little bitty. The voice of 35 number one hits. It's 5 o'clock. Alan Jackson. Where I come from. Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011. Get more at alanjackson.com.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm on the road once again tonight, facing the Fargo Force. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show, and we're going to do our Best Western Plus behind enemy lines, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's Behind Enemy Lines, we'll talk about Mikey Isamont of Fargo. Forward for the Force this season, has 13 goals and 16 assists in 55 games. His 16 assists lead the team. 29 total points for Isamont, 64 penalty minutes, 5 power play goals, 5 power play assists, and 129 shots on net. Isamont had a goal last night, and he's done very well in the three games against Tri-City this season. And we bring up the stats here. Isamont, in the games against the Storm this season, 2 goals and an assist. He's a plus one with just 1 penalty and a power play assist, 8 shots on net. The player with the most shots on net against Tri-City this season is Mason Morelli for Fargo, who has an assist in the 4 games with 14 shots on net against Tri-City. But Isamont, a player we have to keep our eyes on at all times here. A 1996 birth year, Littleton, Colorado native, came from the Colorado Thunderbirds, committed to St. Cloud State. He's centering the top line, which will get the start tonight for the Force. At 6 foot, 186 pounds, Isamont, a very top-notch talent here for Fargo, and he and Tyler Hines have been working well together, the two highest-scoring players on the Force this season. That's our Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Best Western Plus. Now let's talk to the coach here in the Coach's Corner. It's Jim Holton joining us for the Coach's Corner on the Breeze.
Jared Schaffrin joined by Jim Holton in tonight's Coach's Corner as Tri-City Storm takes on the Fargo Force, second game of a 2-game series here on a Saturday night. Coach, you're in the middle of a 3-game and 3-day stretch here. How do you keep the guys focused going into tonight's game?
Well, I think the big thing for us tonight is to learn our lesson from last week. Last week we were in a back-to-back situation versus Green Bay. Had success on Friday night, but then I think lost our focus, and especially in our pregame preparation. We noticed it right away Saturday, and it transferred onto the ice. We had a horrible first period last week and dug ourselves a hole we couldn't get out of. So the challenge tonight and the message tonight was to learn from our mistakes of the past. And already in our room tonight, we were much more focused in our pregame meetings and in our preparation. So that hopefully will springboard us into a good start and into a good game.
Last night, you broke through offensively in the second period. You scored 3 goals in the second. Didn't take you too many shots. You didn't have to pester the net too much, but you were able to break through. What was the key to that offensive success there in the second?
Well, once we got kind of the bus legs out of our system and we sped our game up, I think the big thing, we played too slow in the first period. We weren't generating anything on offense, but once we started to speed our game up, we had more puck possession in the second period, and then we started to play our game down low off some cycles. And the Berger line in particular had a couple great cycle shifts that ended up in goals. And to me, that's the bread and butter of our offensive game, and we need to do a lot more of it and spend a lot more time in the Fargo zone tonight.
I wasn't sure at the time about Austin Pogansky with the hit that he had and the game ejection last night, but sounds from you like he will be in the lineup tonight and he'll be, you know, a full member of this lineup.
Yeah, because it was a double minor, not a major. That's the first time we've encountered that call this year, but the referee immediately came over and said, hey, it's just a game ejection. There's no problem with him playing tomorrow as long as he's healthy. And really, in reviewing the tape, it was a tough circumstance. I don't think it was that bad a hit. And as we talked last night in the post-game show, fortunately, the young man didn't get hurt and is none the worse for wear, although probably a little bit banged up. But that's Austin's game, and he has to establish that forecheck presence and pressure early and often, and we expect the same out of him tonight.
You just said it's important to learn the lesson from what happened last week against Green Bay, and for the whole team, understandably this applies, but also to Hayden Levine, who had a good game on Friday and then not such a good game on Saturday. Same situation here for him tonight as well.
It is. This is another step in his progression and in his development. And the one thing as a young goaltender, it's the most difficult position to play, and focus and preparation are essential keys to success. And you know what? He had a terrific game last night, but you're right. We can't have any drop off tonight. We expect the same of him. He expects the same of himself. He holds himself to a high standard. But again, I think it goes back to being able to prepare yourself when you're a little bit mentally fatigued. Last night he was fresh. So again, another challenge for Hayden, but I think the fact that he can do this back-to-back weekends is one of the few times all year he's been able to be in back-to-back situations this close together. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes through it.
Finally, last night you got a push from your fourth line, Ryan McMurphy, able to score a goal. You were able to use them, and they really had some good puck position. They were able to get pucks deep. Joey DiBenedetto had a good game for you as well. Was that another key for you last night, and how are you going to be able to use those guys tonight?
Well, in back-to-back situations, that's why we roll four lines, because we have to have the energy on the second night. And that line in particular, all three of them, Patrick Curry's back to his old self, played with a lot more energy, a lot more vim and vigor that we're accustomed to seeing him with. And as you mentioned, Murph had a big goal, and Joey provided some really, really big minutes for us. So I want to be able to roll four lines tonight and bring that wave of energy, and hopefully they can lead the charge again.
Tri-City Storm looking for the sweep here against the Fargo Force, trying to get some revenge as Fargo swept Tri-City a couple weeks back at the Viero Event Center. Coach, we thank you for your time and wish you well tonight.
Thanks very much, Jared.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We're in the Viero Wireless pregame show, and we're getting you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup first for the visiting Tri-City Storm, who got their 20th win of the season last night. They come in with a record of 20-33-3, 11-15-3 against teams at the Viero Event Center, 9-18-0 on the road this year. It's game number 57 for the Storm. Just one more tomorrow this weekend, then two more next weekend, and that'll be it for the regular season for Tri-City. They'll start their top line tonight of Dan Lebosky on the left wing, 5'7",
155 pounds. He wears number 24 out of Edina, Minnesota. 55 games on the season for Lebowski. 9 goals, 21 assists. He hit the 30-point mark last night, and he's committed to Colorado College. The center, number 14, Chase Berger. Berger, 6 foot, 190 pounds, out of St. Louis, Missouri. Played in 55 games this year. 14 goals, scored 2 of them last night. 15 assists and 29 points for Berger. He's committed to Penn State. On the right wing, number 11, Austin Pogansky. 6 foot, 195 pounds, out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. 51 games this year for Pogansky. 18 goals and 11 assists. He got his 11th assist last night on one of the goals by Berger. 29 total points for Pogansky, the same as Berger. And he's committed to North Dakota. On defense, on the left side, number 6, Kevin Kerr. 5 foot 11, 175 pounds, out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Kerr, 49 games on the season, a goal and 8 assists. Got an assist last night, and he's committed to Penn State as well. On the right side, number 5, Grant Hutton. 6 foot 3, 195 pounds, out of Carmel, Indiana. Hutton, in 16 games in the USHL, has a goal and an assist for Tri-City. In net for the Storm, number 41, Hayden Levine. 6 foot 3, 180 pounds, out of Brampton, Ontario. Levine, in 23 games this year, a goals against average of 4.03 and a save percentage of 88.8%. Levine is committed to Michigan. Once again, Storm with the emergency goaltender Max Prodzik, who's wearing number 30 tonight. Storm's scratches: Nolan Abel, Sean Lang, Frederick Larson, Cutler Martin, Drew Mayer, Kyle Eastman, Jacob Johansson, and Nick Hutchison. The coaching staff head coach, Jim Holton, assistant J.B. Bittner, and athletic trainer, Matt Stern. Now the starting lineup for the Fargo Force. For the Force, this is game number 58. Just 2 more left after this weekend for Fargo, and they will start their top line. Garrett Gray on the left wing wears number 23, 6 foot 280 pounds, out of Salmon Arm, British Columbia. And Gray, this season, has been very good for Fargo. 47 games played, 10 goals and 10 assists for the forward on the left wing. At the center, number 17, Mikey Isamont. We talked about him before in the behind enemy lines presented by Best Western Plus. Isamont, 6 foot, 186 pounds, out of Littleton, Colorado. And this season, 13 goals, 16 assists in 55 games. He is committed to St. Cloud State. On the right wing, number 6, Tyler Hines. 5 foot, 186 pounds, out of Slingerlands, New York. He has came over from the Omaha Lancers this season. 56 total games, 19 goals, 13 assists. He's committed to Union College, who just qualified for the Frozen Four earlier today. On defense, number 10, Tanner Jago on the left side. 6 foot, 185 pounds, out of Brandon, Manitoba. He is committed to Bentley College. And this season, Jago, as a defenseman, 56 games, 3 goals, and 12 assists. On the right side, number 3, Timu Kivihalme. He's back in the lineup after sustaining an injury last night, but in here for Fargo wearing number 3, 6 foot, 165 pounds, out of Savage, Minnesota. He's committed to Colorado College, a draft pick of the Nashville Predators. And again, wearing number 3, Kivihalme, 45 games played, 3 goals, and 9 assists for the defenseman. In net for Fargo, number 30, Matthias Israelsson, 5'10", 180 pounds, out of Gothenburg, Sweden. And Israelsson is in, and he is the only goaltender for Fargo that's on the roster that is dressed. Brendan Jensen has gone down with an injury. Israelsson has played 25 total games this season, split between Waterloo and Fargo, a record of 11-12-0, and a goals against average of 3.26, a save percentage of 90.4%. The backup in an emergency situation, Jacob Dittmer, for the Fargo Force. And Fargo changed up the lines a little bit. Alex Jackstat, Neil Goff coming back from suspensions. And they bring Isamont and Hines together on the top line. Last night, it was a little bit different for Fargo. They had the two split up on two lines. And it should be a good battle here between these two teams. Let's get you tonight's 3 keys to victory for the Chinese City Storm, presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. 3 keys tonight for Tri-City. Number 1, play a physical and mean game. And that's As I did last night, asked Kyle Eastman what his key to the victory was, as he's sitting in the press box here tonight after sustaining an injury last weekend. He said, we got to play physical and we got to get mean. And Eastman's known to do that from time to time, but the Storm had some good physical play last night, some big hits, but again, need to do that tonight and really step up the physicality here in the second of a back-to-back weekend. Going along the same lines, the Storm need to have some high energy tonight. Play with the energy. Last night in the first period, didn't really have much of that, but they got that in the second period, and that's when they took advantage and took control of the game, scoring three goals in the second period, two of them from Chase Berger and the top line of Poganski, Berger, and Lebowski. Looking to do more again tonight with a high energy of play for the Storm here against Fargo. And finally, Storm need to be good in their defensive zone. Get pucks out of the zone. Help out Hayden Levine. Trying to help Hayden have a second game in a row of very solid play. Last night, Levine, 38 saves on 39 shots. Picked up his sixth win of the season. And the Storm got to make sure in the defensive zone that they can clean things up and play well on the defensive side of the puck. Able to get it out of their own zone cleanly. Storm and Force about ready to go, just finishing up the introductions here of the Force starters at Shields Arena. Last night, it was the Storm's first win at Shields Arena since February of 2012, and only their third win overall at Shields Arena since it opened in 2008. So Storm has not played here that well historically, but last night a 4-1 win, and they're looking for the sweep here tonight, as we've got a good crowd on hand here at Shields Arena for one of the final games of the season for Tri-City, game number 57. It's coming your way next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force about to get underway here at the Shields Arena in Fargo. Storm completing the second of a two-game series here this weekend with Fargo. They're wearing their white uniforms tonight with purple lettering and numbering on the back with black helmets. Fargo Force tonight have changed it up. They'll go with their black uniforms. A little bit different of a look for Fargo here. Black uniforms with black lettering and numbering on the back that have some silver outline around the numbers. And black helmets for the Fargo Force. The Force will go from left to right on your radio dial. Tri-City from right to left, finishing up a ceremonial puck drop here in Fargo. The official tonight is Anthony Folletti, linesman Tyler Liffrig, and Chad Miller. So we are ready to go here, and both teams starting their top lines. We get set to go. Hayden Levine in net for Tri City. Matthias Israelson between the pipes for Fargo, as we have the same goaltending matchup as we had last night. Glad you joined us here on the Breeze for Tri City Storm Hockey. We're ready to drop the puck. And the opening faceoff is won by Chase Berger in Tri City. And Dan Lebosky had possession but lost it. And Fargo with an opportunity right off the draw here, but Garrett Gray got pushed into the corner by Berger, and the Storm trying to break out here. Hutton tried a clearing attempt. It was banked off a skate and kept in deep. Now Poganski on the far side got it forward to Berger. Berger flipped it forward, not out, but a nice job by Poganski to swipe it out. Right back in come Fargo to the center. Here's Garrett Gray, a backhand shot. Levine swiped it away with the paddle. And then on the far side, Poganski brought it to neutral ice. Here's now Lebosky in the offensive zone for the first time. Left the pass for Berger on the right circle. Berger goes to the net. He shoots, and a save made. Lebosky swept the rebound wide. Chase Berger with a powerful move to the net there. Right at the start, first opportunity for Tri-City. Got a high-quality shot off. And a save by Matthias Israelson just a minute into this game here in the Nebraska Lottery first period on the Breeze. Storm have the puck now in neutral ice. They send it forward, taken by Fargo and Mike Babcock, who sends it in his own zone. And now it's moved out to neutral ice again by Fargo on the near side. It's carried in and flipped on the net. Levine makes a save and covers up. Brody Stevens had the opportunity there for Fargo. A minute, 10 seconds into the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force are scoreless here at Shields Arena in Fargo in game number two of a weekend series. Storm with a 4-1 victory last night on against Fargo. The faceoff to the left of Hayden Levine in the Storm zone. Won by Tri-City, and Garrett Gomez has full possession of the puck out of the zone. Gomez gets by one man, shoots as he entered the zone. Puck's deflected into the corner by Israelson on the save. And now on the rebound, Wallen got it down low for Gomez. Gomez banked it back up top for Schultz on the left point. Schultz banked it down low for Wallen. Perfect passing there. Now to the center for Gomez. Got knocked away. And Fargo has possession at the top of the zone, turned over to Cody Milan. Milan on the far side into the zone. He shoots, and a save made with the glove by Israelson. He hangs on for a stoppage in play. 18:22 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Fargo Force are scoreless here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Faceoff in the Fargo end now as we get set to resume play to the left of the goaltender Israelson. One by the Storm. Quick shot from Curry. Hit the right post. Pat Curry with a high-quality chance there. Just rang one off the right post. And the Storm stays scoreless here with Fargo. Fargo now out of the zone to neutral ice. Stopped by Daniel Fritz. It goes back in deep for the Force in their own end. 2 minutes gone by. Two good chances for Tri-City already. Berger had a good shot and then a post from Curry. Fritz took a shot that was blocked. Here's a chance in front for DiBenedetto, knocked away. And now Fargo comes forward with the puck. Past the red line. Mason Morelli shoots in deep. Hayden Levine out of the net. Sent it to the far side. Turned it over. McDonald got it back down low to Morelli. Morelli behind the net getting held up by Dello. Morelli now on the near side over to Tanner Jago. Now on the far side at the point. A shot was blocked in front. Nice job by McMurphy there. Rebound comes back up top. And another chance here. And a shot missed the net wide. Shot came from Kivi Halme there. And now Pat Curry able to get it out of the zone. Nice job by Tri-City recovering. Now they make a change, and Fargo's back in onside. Quick shot on Levine. He makes a save and hangs on. Shot there came from Mears Moore of Fargo. And we get the stoppage with 17-17 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Fargo scoreless here on the Breeze. Faceoff is coming to the right of Hayden Levine in the Storm zone. 3-3 shots on net thus far, a couple minutes in. Berger on the draw for Tri-City, gets tossed, and now Lebosky will come in to take it against J.M. Piotrowski. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Kevin Kerr banks it off the near side to Poganski, still in their own zone. Back down low to Kerr behind the net. Poganski took a hit from Moore, and now it's moved forward to Berger. Berger tried to get to Hutton to neutralize, but it was turned over, and now Fargo has possession in their own zone. On the near side, it's taken by Hunter Warner. Warner with Neil Goff, two big defensemen
for Fargo as it's deflected into the Storm end. Fargo with possession behind the net. Chance out in front. Deflected away. Nice job by Kevin Kerr. Lebowski tried to carry out of the zone, but it was kept back in deep by Fargo. They'll head off on a line change, and Grant Hutton will play the puck for Tri-City. Banks it off the far side wall. Lebowski gets a stick on it and deflects it into the Fargo end. 3.5 into the game. Scoreless. Both teams yet to score here in Fargo. A quick chance from Schultz on Israelson. And not much on that shot. Israelson got control of it in the crease and just covered up and stopped play. 16:22 to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period on the Breeze. Tri-City and Fargo scoreless. D'Alessano now on the draw for Tri-City against Mikey Isamont of Fargo to the left of Israelson in net in the Fargo end. And one forward by Tri-City. Frank Tagg got to it first. Played it over to the near side where Schultz has it. And it's out of the zone, though. And now Wilkie turned it over. Here's a rush for Hines. Tyler Hines into the zone. Shoots. Hit the post. Two posts. One for either side early on here in the first 4 minutes of the game. And now another shot. Levine makes the save with the glove. Nice save by Levine on the shot that came from the point and from a Fargo defenseman, Colton Poolman. And we see a replay of the shot that hit the pipe. Tyler Hines grabs the right post on a wrist shot there. We're still scoreless. Faceoff won by Fargo. They bank it back in deep. Shot opportunity and a shot from Gray that was canceled out. Never got all the way through. And now down low, Isamont to the front. Turned it over to Gomez. Gomez left it for Wallen. Wallen moving the other way into the Fargo end. Wallen got it to the center, but nobody there. And Hines takes it right back. Hines, cross-ice pass into the zone. Isamont. Isamont down the far side to the center. Shot. Levine makes the save. Rebound loose in front. Levine, very good positioning. Another shot from Isamont went over the net. Levine stayed in front of the puck the entire time and saw it the whole way. And only one shot on net there for Fargo. Now here comes Gomez the other way for Tri-City. Gomez into the zone. Around one man. Left it for Wallen. Wallen shoots and a save made by Israelson. Gomez with a phenomenal move there to get around one man and create an opportunity for Wallen. Now Gomez keeps it in up top to Dello, who lost it out of the zone. And Dello will recover and neutralize. McMurphy moves back in onside. McMurphy on the right side. He shoots. A save made by Esterson. Rebound loose. It went wide. McMurphy with a good low shot to generate a rebound. And he put it just wide on the rebound. Now Fargo shoots it all the way down. And we have an icing that's waved off. Nice race to the puck there. Fritz got beat by the Fargo forward, Brody Stevens. Now the puck's on the far side. Opportunity for the fourth shot. Never got all the way through. Loose puck in front. Got knocked to the near side by McMurphy. Kept in by Hunter Warner on the near side. Now another shot. Save Levine. And a rebound taken by McMurphy. Kicked it forward. Warner kept it in. Bouncing puck in the slot. Kicked over to the far side. Kept in by Fargo. Neil Goff. Down low to Babcock, who took a hit from Dello. Got it down low to Stevens. Stevens on the far side for Fargo. Up top, Hunter Warner on the right point. Shot to the center. Opportunity in front for Babcock. He was tied up. Another shot. They score. Brody Stevens, the Ann Arbor, Michigan native, has made it 1-0 Fargo. Stevens for Fargo, it's his third goal of the season, but his first goal with the Fargo Force in just his second game. So 1-0 Fargo, 14:15 to go in the first, and another situation where the Storm had it in their own zone for a couple too many seconds. Shot from the slot, a high opportunity, high quality angle, and the shot for Stevens. Levine made an initial save and was in good spot, but a nice shot there from Stevens. Beat Levine on the glove side. And it's 1-0 Fargo. 6 minutes into this game, Storm win the faceoff to restart play, and Jalen Schultz gives it a Berger on the near side. Berger moved it through neutralized, tried a pass that was deflected into the Fargo end. And now a turnover to shot, and another chance for the Storm. And Berger may have hit the post, but Israelson may have gotten a piece of it. The Fargo Force turned it over right in front of their net, and Berger had a very good chance there. And unable to make it count, still 1-0 Fargo. Now Berger, a nice play to steal the puck in neutralized, try to flip it forward for Poganski, but he turned it over to Fargo, and now the Force have it. And Andrew McDonald shoots it into the Storm end. Donovan Gardner back to get it behind the net. Gets help from Berger. Berger moves it on the near side to Lebowski, who lifts it up to the top of the zone, but not out. And now on the far side, Hutton got it off the wall. This time back out to neutral ice. Fargo sends it right back in deep. Levine out of the net. Leaves it for Donovan Gardner. Force made a change, and Gardner will have room to skate on the far side. Wilkie. Wilkie past the red line. Shoots it in deep. Sent down low. Fargo around the near side. Valisano intercepted it into the near side corner. Moved up the near side wall. Turned over. Here's Valisano. Wilkie shot. Save made. Rebound in the air. Shot score. The referee waves it off. He says no goal. He says it was played with a high stick by Connor Valisano. Tough call on Tri-City. And the official says right away, no goal. He waved it off. Connor Valisano got the stick on the puck in the air. And it was a good angle that the official had to make the call, but I don't know if his stick was above the crossbar. Not much of an argument from Jim Holton here on the Storm bench as they waved the goal off right away. 1-0 we stay, and the faceoff back into the Storm end after we thought it might have been a goal for Valisano. Still 1-0 Fargo. Officials wave it off. Storm move in on side now to the Fargo end. Wilkie down low. Wilkie behind the net. Wilkie, Freitag, and Valisano had a really good start to this shift when it looked like they had scored. Very good net presence there. And now Fargo shoots it into the Storm bench and out of play. And Daniel Fritz gets cut on that shot. Fritz got hit in the face with the puck on the bench. And we can see, actually, my vantage point here in Fargo is right behind the bench. Fritz gets cut on the cheek. And he's going to have to be cleaned up here by Matt Stern. Stern now assessing how much blood is coming out. But Fritz, who does not wear a cage, he wears a half shield, had that puck hit him, and he seems okay. Once that cut is cleaned up, he should be back into this game. And now Fargo has possession as we restart play. It's Isimont into the zone. Isimont from the right circle. Shoots, hits the post. Right off the right post. Another post shot. We've had three of them already here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 8 minutes into this game. Fargo with a 1-0 lead. Storm have possession now. Dello to Kevin Kerr on the near side. Kerr into neutral ice. Flips it in deep in the Fargo end. Icing waved off as it's played out by Fargo. Knocked back in by Dello. Storm got a tag up here. Fargo in with possession. Force have it with a 1-0 lead. They shoot it in deep to the Storm end. Levine out of the net. Levine leaves it for Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side. Moving it forward to the far side. Gomez into the zone. Shot on net. Save made by Israelson. Gomez shot there just as he entered the zone. Israelson makes the easy save, and we get a stoppage here with 11:27 to go in the first. Fargo in the lead, 1-0 over Tri-City. Since 1993, the Nebraska Lottery has given $500 million back to Nebraska, specifically to the Nebraska Environmental Trust, scholarships, and educational funding, and the Nebraska State Fair. Learn more at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So Storm down 1-0 here to Fargo. The only goal for the Force, Brody Stevens at 5:45 of the opening period. An unassisted goal, they say, for Stevens as he found the puck in front and beat Levine. Storm have had some high-quality chances. They've hit a post. Chase Berger has had two high-quality opportunities. And they had what they thought was a goal that was waved off as Connor Valisano knocked one in out of the air with his stick, and the official said his stick was too high to knock that puck in. It's Ryan McMurphy who will take the draw right now for Tri-City against Mikey Isimont for Fargo. Drop the puck, and the Storm have the win. Pat Curry tried a shot, it was blocked, and now Isimont comes forward and flips in to the Storm end for Fargo. In the near side corner, played by Stevens, who has the goal tonight for Fargo. Now up top for Hunter Warner on the right point. Warner puts it down low, deep into the Storm end, wrapped around to the far side. To Benedetto trying to seal his man off. Behind the net, Stevens took a hit. Pat Curry trying to get forward, and Curry has possession now. Moves out to neutral ice, passes to Benedetto on the far side. He flips in deep. McMurphy goes back to get it behind the net for Tri-City. McMurphy behind the net. Lost sight of it, gets it back. To the center, deflected away, and taken by Fargo, and now to neutral ice And sent into the Storm man by Stevens. Levine played it on the near side, turned it over. Opportunity in the front, a shot. Hit the left post this time for Fargo. Another post for the Fargo Force. They've hit three of them here in the first period. Now another chance for Fargo, and a shot and a save by Levine. Rebound on the far side. Another chance. Levine had it. It was loose and put to the far side by Lebowski. Down low, back into the Storm man again. Fargo, a lot of pressure here, already leading 1-0. Up to the top. Morelli with a shot. Save made by Levine. Rebound on the far side. Another shot. Went behind the net and missed the net on that second shot. Dello runs his man into the near side corner. Storm still not with possession. Dello intercepts a pass now, and Berger moves it up the wall and out. Back to neutral ice. Fargo shoots right back in deep. Levine out of the net with the stick. Leaves it for Dello. Dello on the far side. Poganski with a lot of room. Poganski out of the zone. Tried to step in front of his man. It got knocked away from him. And now Fargo back into the Storm and Mason Morelli. Morelli on the far side with a shot. Levine had it flip off his glove and into the back of the net. And it's 2-0 Fargo. And that's a goal that Hayden Levine wants back. 2-0 Fargo, 9:40 to go in the first period. And Hayden Levine on that shot, nobody in front of him, no traffic, just entering the zone. Levine was there with the glove and had it deflect off his glove and trickled into the back of the net. On the far side, shot came from the top of the circle, and Levine just had a glance off the glove and into the back. Fargo with the possession off the faceoff now and a lot of momentum, and they come in and shot, and they score once again. Right off the faceoff, CJ Hayes has made it 3-0 Fargo, only 10 seconds after they score to make it 2-0, and it is all Fargo right now with a 3-0 lead halfway into the first period. Jim Holton cannot make a change in net tonight. It's just Hayden Levine, as the emergency backup, Max Krawczyk, will only see time if Levine gets an injury. And the Storm have now called timeout, which you would expect here from Jim Holton, as the Force have scored 2 in 10 seconds. And it started with the goal that Levine allowed, deflected off of his glove and into the back of the net, and Tri-City did not respond on that faceoff. And they allowed the Force to go right in on him and score. C.J. Hayes gets the goal for Fargo. It's Hayes' sixth of the season. And it's 3-0 Fargo Force. Storm talking it over now in a timeout. Jim Holton trying to refocus everybody, as it's been a bad couple minutes here for Tri-City. Storm go with Valisano, Wilkie, and Freitag. Schultz and Gardner on defense to restart play. 3-0 Fargo Force, 10 minutes and 30 seconds into the game. Still 50 minutes left in this game, but Tri-City has their work cut out for them, trailing by 3. The second goal for Fargo, by the way, scored by Mason Morelli for the Force, and that's what I thought, but I needed to confirm. But Mason Morelli ends up with the second goal at 10:20. 10 seconds later, C.J. Hayes beats Levine and makes it 3-0 Fargo. 10 minutes into the game. Tri-City off the faceoff had possession in the Force end, and Wilkie able to get it to Valisano down the far side. Valisano working on the far side wall. Shot it back in deep. Freitag wasn't there behind the net, but Donovan Gardner gets it back possession, and now Valisano behind the net again. Valisano now on the near side corner, up the near side half wall. Left it for Wilkie. Wilkie in the near side corner with two men on him, trying to move the puck. Gets it back in deep from Alessano. Good shift here by Tri-City, responding after the timeout by Jim Holton. And the two consecutive goals for Fargo. Worked on the back wall now. Wilkie out in front. A shot save made by Esterson. Rebound loose. Jalen Schultz shoots and missed the net. Rebound. Wilkie tried a shot. Never got through. Wallen's on the ice in the back. Now down low. Alessano. Alessano in the far side corner. Back up top to Schultz on the left point. Schultz with a shot that missed the net. Rebound on the far side. Worked up the wall, and Fargo has possession. Here they come with a rush if they want it. They actually go on a change, and a shot is deflected out of play. Shot there taken by Mears Moore. Deflected out of play. 8 minutes to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Fargo Force have a 3-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze 94.5. Brody Stevens, Mason Morelli, and CJ Hayes, the three goals for the Force. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Dello banked it off the wall, but not out. Glove down there by the defenseman Neil Goff, and then shoved down as he put the puck back in deep. Nice work by Tri-City there, but puck's moved by Fargo. Dello, nice work on the corner, trying to get it away from Hines. Two-a-side battle in the near side corner of the Storm end. Dello and Milan are the two players in deep. Kevin Kerr covering the front of the net. Poked away by Milan, but picked up by Fargo. Opportunity for Isamont in the near side corner. Left it for Hines. Hines moves to the center. Got it on the backhand. He shot it wide. Rebound loose near the crease. Another shot by Isamont deflected away. Dello's got it over to Wallen. Wallen to Gomez one-on-one. And there's a hit on Wallen back in the Storm end. No call, and Fargo able to take the puck away from Gomez in the one-on-one. And now we're back to neutral ice. Fargo in onside. Isamont on the far side. Isamont to the center. A shot, a save made by Levine. Big time save by Levine on Hines there. And now here's another chance for Fargo. Isamont on the near side corner. Isamont taken down by Dello. And Dello got it to Curry. Heck of a play by Dello there to shake Isamont off the puck. Now a nice pass from Curry. Sets McMurphy in. He shoots. Save made. Rebound loose. Curry's got it. Curry lifts it up top for Hutton with a shot that was deflected into the corner. Loose puck in the front of the net. DiBenedetto fighting away for it. Couldn't get a possession. Now Hutton seals his man in the wall. Curry with a shot. Save made by Israelson. After the play, DiBenedetto and Neil Goff having words in front of the net. DiBenedetto talking to Goff here. And Goff, 6'5", 215 pounds, the captain of this Force team. DiBenedetto, quite smaller for Tri-City at 5'10", but definitely working hard in front of the net, trying to get positioning there. And Storm with the faceoff. Lebowski with a shot that's deflected wide of the net. Rebound on the near side. Poganski trying to get positioning against McDonald. Lebowski comes over to work down low to Poganski. Poganski with possession in the near side corner. Up top for Jalen Schultz, stolen away by Fargo and Stevens. Got past Schultz. Here comes Stevens. Stevens to the net. Pass on the far side was not good. Intended for a far side winger there for Fargo. And an opportunity for Alex Jakstad. Couldn't handle it. Now a puck gets rolled in on Levine. He sticks it to the far side. Jakstad gets hit by Gardner. Loose puck taken by Berger. Deflected over to Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone for Poganski, who goes for a change. And now Fargo sends it back to the Storm end. Icing waved off. Under 6 minutes remaining in the first. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Fargo at Shields Arena. Now they turn the puck over neutral ice. Taken back by Wilkie. Wilkie moved it with a hand out to neutral ice. Fargo with possession again. They try to knock it back in. And on a second attempt, they get it back in. In onside. Rolled behind the net. Andrew McDonald gets shoved by Kevin Kerr back there on the far side. Now on the near side corner, Fargo with possession. Winning a lot of battles here are the Force. As Mason Morelli had it. Now a turnover in front. McDonald with a shot. The save made by Levine. McDonald with a high-quality chance there. Levine turned it away. Warner now banks it from the corner to behind the net. McDonald working against Gardner. Coming into play, it was Valisano up the wall, out of the zone. Here's Wilkie on the near side. And he just shoots in deep, goes off on a change. Under 5 minutes to go in the first. Tri-City trailing Fargo 3-0. Neutralized Torrey Dello with it. Banked it off the wall. Kicked by Wallen, back to Dello. Now Milan shoots it in at the red line. Hunter Warner back to get it for Fargo. Gomez in deep on the forecheck. Morelli on the near side. Wrapped it around the far side. Out of the zone. And we're going to have icing here on Fargo as it goes the length of the ice. 4:32 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. And after the play, Dello gets into it here with a Force player, Cam Ashley. Dello, who has a cage on. Ashley, somebody tell Cam Ashley that Torrey Dello can't fight with a cage on. Ashley gets separated. Now he's talking with Jake Wallen, another Storm player who's wearing a cage tonight. Derek Gomez was involved as well. 4:32 to go in the first. 3-0 lead for Fargo. Quick shot off the draw for Tri-City and Milan. And a save made by the netminder Israelson.
3-0 lead for Fargo, 4:28 to go in the first. Opportunity for a faceoff again here in the Fargo end. Milan will take it to the left of Israelson. Faceoff won by Fargo. And now we do get a fight. Cody Milan is going at it here for Tri-City. Milan lost his balance, and he got one or two shots in at the end. Right off the faceoff, Milan took the draw, and he went at it with Cam Ashley trying to fire up this Storm team. Not Cam Ashley. Take that back, Dan Petrowski. And Milan getting escorted out here. Milan's escorted out. Petrowski into the box. I'm not sure if Milan got a cut, which is maybe why he was escorted out. Petrowski also escorted out. Now, we get a replay of the fight here. And now the players talking on the bench. Cam Ashley still talking. I thought Ashley was the one who had fought, but it wasn't. It was J.M. Petrowski. And off the faceoff, Pat Curry had an opportunity. And now McMurphy. Both players, 5 minutes for fighting. And an opportunity here for McMurphy, put it wide of the net. Now Pat Curry on the backboards for Tri-City. Two Fargo players on him. Far side corner. Pat Curry with it. McMurphy. And Curry to the net. Curry, good work here by Pat Curry behind the net. Curry now twisting and turning in the near side corner. Still with possession. Getting help now from DiBenedetto in the near side. McMurphy steps into a guy. A shot from Schultz went wide. Curry on the far side. Got it back in deep. Isamont played it to the near side. Poganski's on for Tri-City. He's got possession. Poganski works it in deep. Wrapped around the near side. Garrett Gray takes a hit from Schultz. Good work by Tri-City on this shift here, but it's taken away by Isamont, and now it's moved by Fargo. Isamont in neutralized. Berger all over him trying to get a turnover. On the near side, Kivihome. Kivihome behind the net. On the far side, Poganski up the far side wall. Lost possession. Here comes Fargo the other way. Nice job by Berger. Good stick and neutralized to intercept. And now back by the red line. It's sent in to the Storm end by Garrett Gray. Levine able to put it into the corner. Nice work by Grant Hutton on Tyler Hines. Levels him into the corner. Hines lost the stick. Fargo ends up with a shot on net. Levine makes the save on the far side. Rolled up the wall. Fargo's got it. A shot. Save made. Levine. Rebound loose in front. Grant Hutton's got it. And Hutton for Tri-City will move it forward. Hutton on the far side. Send it in deep. Lebowski in deep for Tri-City. Moved by Fargo, though, now on the far side. Out to neutralize. Loose puck, Kevin Kerr. Played it back in on the Fargo side. Valisano on Neil Goff here on the forecheck. Goff gets away from Valisano. Got it to neutral ice. Sent right back by Kevin Kerr. Out of play. 2:17 remaining in the first. Tri-City trailing Fargo 3-0 here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And the Storm here in the first period haven't played a bad overall period, but a couple minutes is what got them in trouble. And the Storm really would be nice if they could get a goal and get back into this game at the end of the first here before the intermission. Get a little life, get some momentum. That's 2 minutes and 10 seconds here of the period. Tri-City work really hard, try to get some momentum going the other way. Storm have possession. Dello up the far side. Wilkie trying to leave it for Valisano. Turned over, and Fargo into the zone now. On the near side, Gardner seals his man off Mason Morelli. And it's worked in the near side corner of the Storm end. Freitag got it forward. Valisano out of the zone. Valisano on the far side into the zone. Valisano on the right circle. Trying to get past his man. Couldn't do it. And now on the near side, Gardner. Gardner couldn't get a hold. Wrapped around the far side by Fargo. Nice hit by Schultz. Goes back to neutral ice. Jake Wallen has it for Tri-City now in neutral ice. Send it back to the Fargo end. Israelson. Sticks it down and leaves it behind the net. Fargo with it, moving forward again. Minute 15 to go in the first, 3-0 force.
Grant Hutton behind the Storm net. Had two Fargo players there to contend with. And Morelli moved it up the near side, taken by Wallen. Got it to Gomez in neutral ice. Gomez left it for Curry. Curry into the zone. Curry trying to split the D there. Got knocked down, lost the puck. Now Fargo into the zone, taken by Wallen. Wallen on the far side, into the zone, knocked off the puck. Turned over to McMurphy, neutralized. McMurphy had to wait until Wallen tagged up, but shot it back in deep. 40 seconds left in the first. Fargo with possession. Morelli on the near side, sent it back down the ice, and Levine will stop it and cover up. 33 seconds left in the first. Fargo with a 3-0 lead on Tri-City. Goals by Brody Stevens, Mason Morelli, and C.J. Hayes. The only penalties of the period were fighting majors to J.M. Petrowski and Cody Milan at 15:42. Faceoff in the Storm end, one back to Kevin Kerr. Banked it over to Gardner. Gardner, final 25 seconds of this period. Got it forward to Berger. Berger on the far side, Pogansky into the zone. Stopped at the line. And now it's taken back by Fargo. 15 seconds left in the period. Force have it in on side. C.J. Hayes. Hayes to the center. Knocked away. Taken back by Berger. Into the near side. Berger just trying to put it in the corner for the final seconds here. As there's 2 seconds left. Last opportunity knocked away by Lebowski. And that'll do it here for the first 20 minutes. Fargo Force score 3 goals in the first and have a 3-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm after the first period. We'll take a break and we'll be back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to the Fargo Force after one period. We're inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here on the Breeze. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And once again, for the second consecutive night, here for the Sadler Implement Period Recap, I'm joined by Tri-City Storm forward Kyle Eastman, who's out with an injury. And Kyle, I don't know, how would you describe the first period? Obviously, the second goal is one that Hayden Levine wants to have back, but looking at the period in an overall standpoint, how do you think your team performed?
After the first shift, we came out pretty hard, and then after the first goal, we kind of went down a little bit, which we teach the boys not to go down, and then after the second goal, we kind of let up a little bit, and then right after the second goal, they score that third, and like the momentum's there and like our team's there and we want to win, but like we're just struggling right now and we got to get our heads into it and our bodies into it.
Do you think the late fight there with Cody Milan dropping the gloves might help a little bit just to get momentum before the end of the period?
Yeah, I went down to talk to Cody and said he did it for the team, so every guy knows that, and we might see more to come, but that fight definitely helped the boys get some energy going, and hopefully that brings it into the second period.
So was he just cut? That's why he went into the locker room there?
No, it was under 5 minutes, and they sent him in the locker room just to wrap
up. Okay, just at the end of the period. Okay. So Storm losing 3-0 right now. What are the keys when you're down like this in a game that you try to look for to try to get back into the game?
We just need to get the pucks down deep and get some hits, get some energy going. Like I said, maybe a fighter here and there, and maybe get some big hits, which I said, but definitely down low presence, getting pucks harder than that, and definitely got to get more shots. We have 11 shots right now to 16, so once we start shooting the puck on net, this goalie looks like he's fumbling around, but if we keep giving pucks to the net, we'll definitely create some chances, which will lead to some goals.
Well, it did seem like there was some chances there in the first period. We saw Pat Curry hit a post off a faceoff. Chase Berger had a couple looks in front. It didn't seem like there weren't any chances. It wasn't a completely one-sided period. There were some looks there as well.
Yeah, we got a couple nice shots on net, hit the post unlikely, and then that no goal call on Bale, which his stick was high, but
did you get a good look on that?
Yeah, I got a great look.
You think it was a good call?
Yeah, it was a great call. Okay. Like, it was definitely a high stick.
fair enough. Good to see another pair of eyes here. I didn't know where he got it, where he actually connected with the puck. Thought it might have been a little bit lower, but officials seem to be right all over it, too.
Yeah, he just got it right over the crossbar, and you just got to wait for that to come down a little bit longer. Like, he's a little bit anxious on that to rip it in the back of the net, but... wait a little bit longer next time, and it'll definitely bury that.
We're talking with Kyle Eastman here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to Fargo here at Shields Arena. And, Kyle, I always like to ask the guys this. You've been in the league for a while now. What's your favorite building to play in as a visiting team?
My favorite building to play in is probably Lincoln, obviously. But besides Lincoln, it's definitely here. Like, it's a great arena, like a great facility that they have, and the ice here is great, but Lincoln definitely, because the fans just get you riled up, and they like to say some vulgar stuff to you, but it kind of gets you going a little bit, and get you pumped up there.
You're at the end of your second year here with Tri-City. We talked last night about not really sure what the future holds, but either way, you're going to be playing hockey somewhere next season, and maybe just reflect on what it's been like here as a second-year veteran playing for the Storm and getting a chance to play two full years for Tri-City.
It's been great. Like, I've loved it coming back to Tri-City and Kearney and playing for the fans, and I loved, like, it was kind of disappointing seeing how'd you go, but bringing Coach Holton in was a great pick by the owner and all the people that did it, but I love playing for Kearney, and I love playing hockey, as like obviously, and that's what I like to do, but I absolutely love playing here. I wouldn't pick a better place to play.
You mentioned the coaching change, and something I've asked different guys on the team as well is a lot of guys probably never had the experience of having a coaching change before, especially mid-season. You know, you grow up and you play minor hockey, and there's not many coaching changes like that in the middle of the season. What was that experience like, and what kind of things have you learned from Jim?
The experience was great. Like, bringing a new guy, obviously, it riles everyone up to keep a spot on the team, which I just kind of pushed even harder just to tell them that I was, like, a hard worker out on the ice, and I just tried to show them that. But bringing a new coach is obviously kind of hard to some guys. Like, some guys liked him better, and some guys really liked Howie as a coach and stuff. But, like, bringing in the new coach, Coach Holton, was just a great idea, and I really respect him to come in, and I love Coach Holton as a coach, and he just gets me going on the ice and off the ice and pushes me a lot harder.
Kyle Eastman here on the Stadler Implement Period Recap. We thank you for your time, Kyle, and we thank you for joining us here for a second straight night.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. Having a good night.
Stadler Implement Period Recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a quick break and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto next on The Breeze, 94.5.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Back here at Shields Arena, Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to the Fargo Force. Jared Shaffrin with you here for your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Omaha Lancers have a 3-2 lead on the Team USA team in Ann Arbor. Omaha with goals from Ryan Tate, Jake Randolph, and Brian Williams. The Lancers were trailing 2-0 in this game. They scored three consecutive goals, and they now have a 3-2 lead with 9 minutes remaining in the third period in Ann Arbor. Cedar Rapids and Youngstown are tied 1-1 in their game. Tied 1-1 in Youngstown. Cedar Rapids battling for playoff positioning, but it looks like they'll face Dubuque in the first round. And those two teams probably face each other. The only difference is who's going to have the home ice advantage, either Cedar Rapids or Dubuque, who can clinch that second spot. And the goals in that game, Youngstown has a goal from Kyle Connor, and actually Cedar Rapids has just taken the lead. Now a 3-1 lead for Cedar Rapids. Frederick Tiffles and Judd Peterson has the goal to put Cedar Rapids on top. They lead 2-1 in Youngstown at the Covelli Center, 13 minutes to go in that game. Lincoln and Muskegon are tied 2-2 in Muskegon tonight at L.C. Walker Arena. After two periods of play, Lincoln and Muskegon tied 2-2. The goals for Muskegon, Matt Icapelli and Christopher Dodero. The goals for Lincoln, both by Christian Lampasso. He has two goals in this game. Lampasso has scored goals in this game just 8 seconds apart. He scored at 17:23 and then scored again at 17:31, and Lincoln and Muskegon are tied 2-2. Waterloo on top of Sioux Falls 2-1 after one period. The Blackhawks trying to battle for the Anderson Cup in the first seed in the USHL's Western Conference after being swept by the Fargo Force last week and have a 2-1 lead after one on Sioux Falls. Goals by Liam Pecoraro and Peter Krieger for Waterloo, and a goal for Jack Stander from the Sioux Falls Stampede. Assists on that goal to two former Storm players, Christian Horn and Garrett Cecere. Chicago has scored four goals against Des Moines and lead 4-0 after one period. The Steel on the road at Buccaneer Arena opening up with four goals in the first. Robbie Jackson, Zach Laval, and two goals from C.J. Smith have the Steel ahead 4-0 on Des Moines. Indiana and Dubuque are scoreless after one period, and Green Bay and Team USA are tied 1-1 after one. That's our out-of-town scoreboard update here in Fargo. The Force have a 3-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm after 20 minutes. We'll take a break and come back with the puck drop in the second period presented by the Papa John's Pizza. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 here on the Breeze. Back in a couple minutes for the second period, 94-5.
Real Country's coming with Alan Jackson.
Friday night, May 2nd, the Viero Event Center in Kearney.
It's all right, be a little bitty.
The Voice, sub 35 number one hits.
It's 5 o'clock.
Alan Jackson.
Where I come from.
Reserve seats are on sale now. Online at kearneyevents.com or by phone at 308-338-8011.
Get more at alanjackson.com.
If you want to make sure your vehicle's road ready and don't want to waste time and money driving around town to do it, get to Big O Tires, where you'll get the absolute lowest prices on tires, oil changes, brake service alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, batteries, wiper blades, and even lift kits and leveling kits. And you'll get the best price in town, because Big O honors all competitors' coupons. We're your one-stop shop for guaranteed great auto service. Get to Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm ready for the second period. They trail 3-0 to the Fargo Force here on the Breeze 94.5. Jared Sheffrin with you here for the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Tri-City Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial in the second, Fargo Force from right to left. Storm trailing 3-0 to Fargo after the first period. Goals for Brody Stevens, Mason Morelli, and C.J. Hayes. Storm need to get on their horse here in this second period and make something happen. This is the period last night that Tri-City was able to score 3 goals and take a 4-1 lead. So Storm need to score 3, at least 3, here to tie this game up as they trail 3-0. Tri-City sends it in deep to the Fargo end. Force have it on the near side. Hines couldn't get it out. Chance in front for Lavosky, couldn't get control. And now taken back by Tanner Jago on the far side. Isimont gets trying to get around Kerr. Nice job by Kerr to take the puck away, but now Jago in front. Opportunity was taken away by Lebowski. Now Poganski on the near side. Back to Lebowski in the zone. Lebowski holding. Lebowski to the center. Shot save made by the goaltender there, Israelson. Lebowski came down the far side and trying to get low below the goal line. The two fighters, Petrowski and Milan, are out of the box. Lebowski trying to get it to the center, but never really got a high-quality opportunity off that rush. Faceoff in the Fargo end, and Force get tossed out of the circle. Just underway in the second period, 45 seconds in. 3-0 Fargo here on the Breeze. Faceoff won by the Storm. Wilkie's got it in the center. Shoots. Save made by Israelson. And now back down low is intercepted by a Fargo player, and the Force have control. Jackstack gets it out to neutral ice. Got deflected away from Wilkie, and Fargo with it in deep. Babcock threw it to the center. Babcock got hit on the far side, and now the puck's loose on the far side. Freitag had a piece. Rolled up the wall, kept in by Fargo. Knocked down by Wilkie, and now Wilkie's got it. Wilkie lost possession, and now it's knocked back over to Gardner. Got it forward to Freitag. Nice pass to Valisano. In the zone, Valisano left it for Wilkie. Down low against Goff. Goff swings it around the near side. Kept in by Fritz on the right point. Fritz with a shot deflected away in front. Wilkie gets the rebound and gets control. Took a hit there. Went down to his knees. Gets back up slowly and skates to the bench. Fargo has possession, and they send it back into the Storm end. Icing whistled on the Force. 18:21 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Fargo here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Faceoff is in the Fargo end after the icing to the right of their goaltender Israelson. Storm will have Jake Wallen on the faceoff here. Fargo able to get possession off the draw. On the near side, it's out of the zone, back to neutral ice. Fritz got it forward. Jackstat played it for Fargo. Into the Storm end it goes. Far side for Fritz. Daniel Fritz passed to the neutral ice over to Gomez. Into the zone. Gomez down the right side. Gets by his man. Stops. Circles. Loses possession. And now it's taken by Cam Ashley. Ashley into the Storm end on the left side. Fakes to the center. Knocked away by Kevin Kerr. And on the near side, Gomez takes it back. Back to the center for Milan. Milan on the far side. Wallen. Wallen left it for Milan. Milan tried to move to get around a man. Gomez got taken down into the net. The net was off. Milan ended up with a shot from the slot that was deflected wide of the net, and Gomez barreled into that net, and it went off. Faceoff will stay into the zone. They rule that Gomez was pushed into the net. 17:39 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Fargo here at Shields Arena on the Breeze. Resetting the net now. The officials trying to work on that net. It's come off a few times here this weekend at Shields Arena. Faceoff here in the Fargo end to the right of the netminder, Israelson. Faceoff one to the Curry, and a shot was bouncing around, and it had to be deflected to the side by Israelson. And now McMurphy able to keep it in on the near side wall. Hutton kept it in, bouncing puck at the line, kept in again by Tri-City. And again, Hutton with a blast that went wide of the net. On the far side now, it's shot forward by Kivi Holme. Kerr couldn't keep it in, but he's got possession in neutral ice. Kevin Kerr got it forward to Pat Curry. Left it back for Hutton. Hutton will circle. Now far side Kerr. Kevin Kerr forward to McMurphy. McMurphy got a chip into the zone, but no possession. And it's turned back over. Pat Curry in onside. Curry on the far side here. With a shot to the center to Benedetto. Just got a piece. Went to the far side. Storm go for a change. Fargo with possession. Got by Kivihome, got by Lebowski. And now it's into the Storm end. Jalen Schultz to Kevin Kerr. Wrapped around the far side, Lebowski. Up top, can't get it out. Kept in by Fargo with a shot that was blocked by Kerr. And now Kerr got it forward to Berger. Dangerous area, but Berger able to skate it out of the zone. Got it forward to Lebowski, who shot it in deep. Behind the net, it rolled to the far side. Poganski over there, nice job. Closing speed and getting control with a skate. Poganski now for Tri-City on the far side. Kicked it up top. Jalen Schultz tried to have it stop there, and it died down. And now a break the other way for Fargo. And a shot and a save by Levine. Shot opportunity there from the Fargo force, and CJ Hayes and Levine kicked it out with the right pad. Now Chase Berger, and we get a stoppage here as Gardner trying to wrestle it around with a Fargo player. Play is stopped, and the players will go to the penalty box for a roughing here. CJ Hayes, who just had the breakaway, and Donovan Gardner. Gardner's fired up right now as he enters the penalty box. Both players into the box. You'd think it'll be offsetting penalties here. 16:01 to go in the second. 3-0 Fargo. And just to describe that last play, Jalen Schultz had the puck, or was waiting for the puck to come to him. He was stable at the top of the blue line, waiting for the puck on the far side, and it stopped. The puck just stopped in the middle of the ice, and it was taken by Hayes the other way for a breakaway, and Levine made a big-time save with the right pad. And now Fargo, another chance here into the zone. The far side, Isamont put it behind the net. Loose puck picked up by Dello, got it to Wilkie. Almost ran him into a Fargo player. It was Neil Goff. But now Wilkie has the puck back again, and Wilkie's running into the Fargo end here. That got it to Freitag. Wilkie took a hit there. Freitag in the center, a shot from Alisano, and a save made by Israelson. Alisano with a big opportunity. Centering pass from Freitag. Wilkie got hit in the near side, and the official did not call a penalty. Wilkie arguing that it should have been called. May have a case here. No power plays in this game just yet. 5 minutes into the second period, Fargo with a 3-0 lead here on the Breeze. Milan on the faceoff for Tri-City in the Fargo end. And off the faceoff, it's skied up into the air out of the zone by Fargo, and a race to the puck, and Levine covers up. Whistle blew, but Levine may not have had full possession of that one as Alex Jackstat was right in on the net. Puck rolled in on Levine. He got his glove on top of it, but the puck actually slipped out of the glove. The official had blown the whistle already. So we get the stoppage and the faceoff in the Storm end. 15:27 to go here in the second. Now Fargo tossed from the faceoff circle. Coming to take it is Alex Jackstat. Faceoff was won back by Levine, and he actually, faceoff was up in the air, and Levine gloved it and stopped play. Went riding on Levine, and he gloved it. Hayes and Gardner in the box right now for roughing, each for 2 minutes, each offsetting, still 5-on-5. Levine will see the faceoff to his right in the Storm end. 3-0 Fargo lead here on the Breeze. Is faceoff one forward by Gomez. He knocked it out of the zone. Couldn't get too far with it, though, and Fargo shot it right back in. Now on the far side, it's out of the zone again from Wallen, but right back in from Fargo. Took a weird bounce. Nobody knew where it was in the center, and Gomez picks it up for Tri-City. Gomez on the far side into the zone. Gomez with a shot. Missed the net high. Rebound picked up by Garrett Gomez. Gomez in the near side corner with some space. Down low to Milan. Milan behind the net. Milan looking. Try to sweep it in front. Loose puck. Wallen shoots. Save made. Rebound on the down the far side. Storm player goes down. It was Milan that fell. Official was right there. No call. And now back out to neutral ice as Hutton shoots it back in. Storm go off on a change. Good work by that line on the last chance or on the shift. Gomez brought it into the zone, set up a big opportunity. But nice save by the netminder, Israelson. Storm have not been able to beat Israelson thus far. And now here's a chance here for McMurphy into Benedetto, but the puck went away from McMurphy. And now Fargo comes down the far side. Cam Ashley in the zone. Left it there for Morelli. Really in the far side corner, moved up the far side wall, back to Ashley, taken away by Curry. Pat Curry in a 2-on-2 on the far side, into the zone. Curry's now on the near side. Curry moving, shooting, missed the net, hit a Fargo player in the head, actually. It bounced off player's head, and then a shot from McMurphy went wide. Rebound on the near side, it's to Schultz. Schultz held it in, but Ashley played it right back out. Now bouncing pucks knocked away by McMurphy, and Ashley brought it back towards McDonald, who had it in the zone for a second, but now Fritz takes it for Tri-City. Fritz got it forward for Curry, and now Fargo with possession. Back into the Storm, and Mears Moore shot it in deep. McDonald to get it in the near side corner. McDonald left it. A shot hit the outside of the net. McMurphy picks up the rebound on the far side. It bounced forward, not out. Now another chance for Moore. Shot it wide. Now on the far side, Hunter Warner comes in. He takes a hit from Lebosky. Warner, a much bigger player, but Lebosky picked him off there. And now here's Fargo with a chance, and a shot missed the net wide. Now penalty is coming on. Penalty is coming for hooking here. I think it's on the Storm. Tough call and an awkward call there on Fritz, as the Storm had the puck for a second or two before the official blew the whistle. And Fritz is going to head to the box for a hooking call. And the Storm shorthanded for the first time tonight. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Get a stoppage here. Fargo leading the Storm 3-0 here on the Breeze. We're inside our Papa John's second period of play. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. 3-0 to score in favor of Fargo. 2 minutes on the board to Daniel Fritz for hooking. And Tri-City will attempt the penalty kill here for the first time tonight. They held Fargo off the board in the power play last night, held them 0-4. Fargo power play 16th in the USHL. They're in last in power play, but in penalty kill, they're 8th. Much better penalty kill than a power play. And the Storm in the opening faceoff and send it all the way down. Fritz in the box for hooking, 13:05 to go. In the second, 3-0 Fargo lead. Mikey Isima into the zone, to the center, knocked away. Poganski gets it out of there. Kivihome could have kept it in, swiped at it with a stick, but couldn't get control. And now Kivihome has it in neutral ice. Berger knocked him off the puck. Poganski back to Kevin Kerr, who shoots it all the way down the ice again. 35 seconds gone by already in the Fritz penalty, and Fargo yet to set up in the Storm end. On the near side, Isima. Isamont around Lebosky in the zone. Isamont stops on the near side. Lost possession. Lebosky tried to work it up the wall. Kept in by Isamont. Now it's Hines. Hines swung it around for Isamont. Now down low on the far side. Jago up top. Now Isamont on the right circle. Isamont holding. Cross-ice pass. Finds Kivihome with a shot. Hit somebody in front. Rebound. Levine was there. I may have missed the net, or Levine may have gotten a piece. And now it's Lebosky on the rebound. He got it to Valisano. Here's a rush shorthanded. Valisano will stop on the far side and kill some time. Tries to get to the puck. He does on the near side. Valisano, opportunity in front. A shot and a save made by Israelson. And Valisano taken down. Penalty call on Fargo. Cross check on Fargo. And Connor Valisano single-handedly got rid of that power play opportunity for the Fargo Force. Valisano had the rush, killed some time, got a shot on net, and then drew a penalty. Penalty is whistled here to Fargo to Tanner Jago. 2 minutes for cross-checking. We're 4-on-4 for the next 39 seconds, and then a Century 21 power play. Fargo with possession off the faceoff in this 4-on-4. Take it away by Wilkie. Chris Wilkie now on the far side. Wilkie in the zone. Stops on the far side. Takes a hit. Loses the puck. Wilkie holding on to the puck there for just a second too long as he got into the zone. Now Wilkie on the forecheck able to knock one away, and Gomez has it in deep. Gomez on the far side corner looking. Got a man on him. Gomez trying to go to the net. Got held up. Taken away by Fargo. And now on the near side, Pullman to the far side. Storm in deep on the forecheck again. Now the Storm on the power play here as Fritz is out of the box. Fargo now with the puck. They dump it into the Storm end. Tri-City will have a man advantage for another minute and 10 seconds. Here's Kevin Kerr up to Wilkie in the zone. Left it for Poganski. Poganski tried to get the control of the puck. Lost it in deep. Now gets it on the far side. Held up. It's rolled up the wall. Berger's got it. Left it to Lebosky at the point. Now Milan on the right point. Milan threw it down low to Berger. Berger took a big hit and a penalty on Hunter Warner. Berger right back up. Continuous possession here. Milan with a shot. Is save made by Israelson. Now Lebowski's going to let Fargo touch up here as the Storm will have a two-man advantage for 41 seconds. Penalty to Fargo's Hunter Warner. He clocked Berger in the near side wall. Checking from behind on Warner. And Berger draws that power play. He stays on the ice. Good to see he's okay for Tri-City. Scored two goals last night. What an opportunity here for Tri-City. 41 seconds of 5-on-3. Century 21 power play trailing 3-0. The time to strike is now here for the Storm with the two-man advantage. And the faceoff is won by Tri-City. Milan up top over to Wilkie. Now Lebowski on the right point. Back to Wilkie on the left. Lebowski on the right. Back to Wilkie again. Now down low Milan. Milan back to Wilkie. Wilkie holds. Lebowski slap pass over to Milan. Skipped under his stick, but Milan gets it back. Send it down low for Poganski. Just 20 seconds left in the 5-on-3. Storm haven't even looked for a shot yet. Milan up top, intercepted, and it's out of the zone. Tri-City on the 5-on-3, not even looking for a shot there. Now just 7 seconds left in the two-man advantage. Wilkie up the ice, into the zone. Left it for Gomez. Gomez at the right point. Holds to the center for Lebowski. Lebowski holding. Lebowski still holding. Shooting. And it's glove by Israelson. Fargo player out of the box. Alex Jackstat joins the play for Jago, who came out. Now Jago will rejoin the play. Fargo will be shorthanded for another minute and 14 seconds. 9:50 left in the second. Storm ahead. Storm behind, 3-0 here to the Fargo Force. 9:50 to go in the second. Storm with the face-off. They have it. Dello back to Kerr in the center. And now Gomez on the far side. Send it down low to Valisano, who had a chip up on his chest. He had to glove it. And now Gomez, nice battle there to win the possession. But he only had it for a second, and Fargo gets it right back out. Tri-City still without a shot on net here in this power play opportunity. 50 seconds to go in the man advantage. Valisano in the zone. Dumps it in deep behind the net. Move on the near side. Dello came down deep to play it. Kept in by Wallen. Wallen with two Fargo players on him. Couldn't win the possession, but Kevin Kerr able to keep it in. Fakes on a shot. Kerr looking for an angle. Over to Gomez. Back to Kerr at the center. Now Gomez fires. Save made by Israelson. So now Storm, with two shots on net. Lebowski had a shot earlier in the power play. 27 seconds left in a penalty to the Force and Hunter Warner, who had 2 minutes from checking from behind. Storm 0 for 1 on the power play already. Had that earlier 5-on-3. Here they have 27 more seconds. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Curry up top to Kevin Kerr. Now Dello on the near side. He shoots. Blocked in front to Benedetto. Getting a shift here on the power play. As Dello gets it over to Kerr on the far side. Now back to Dello again. He shoots it over the net. Rebound came out to Curry. Bounce over his stick. McMurphy's got it. Up top Kerr. Back to McMurphy on the far side. 5 seconds left in the power play. McMurphy shoots it. Hit the outside of the net. Now it's Dello. Dello swung it back in deep. We're back to even strength. The Force have killed both penalties. Here's McMurphy though with the puck behind the net. Try to play it to the near side now for Schultz. Schultz played it down low to McMurphy. The two collided. Schultz fell down. Buck was under him. McMurphy didn't know where it was. Schultz goes down a second time. Back to McMurphy. McMurphy behind the net. Looking out in front. Had the puck there for Curry. Curry in front to Benedetto. Shooting. Save made. Rebound covered up by Israelson. To Benedetto. Pushing and shoving. He drops the gloves after the play. To Benedetto for Tri-City. And the referees separate the two. Drop the gloves after the play. Nice job by Joey DiBenedetto there. Working hard in front of the net. And both will get penalties. DiBenedetto gets the fight there with Cole Bjugsen, the defenseman for the Fargo Force. Bjugsen, a Rizzo, Minnesota native, against DiBenedetto, Alaska native. Benedetto into the box, drops the gloves for Tri-City, second fight of the night. Storm down 3-0 here. to Fargo. 8:12 to go in the second period. Both teams haven't been able to score on the power play all weekend. Off the faceoff, Fargo had possession. Gomez took it back, and now it's Schultz who flips it into the Fargo end. 8 minutes to go in the second. Big hit by Milan on the far side. Now here's a shot. Deflection in on Istrelson, who made the save. Down low, Milan. Milan working with Wallen. Puck got popped away, and now Kivi Halme puts it out to neutralize. Schultz gloved it there. Send it right back in for Tri-City. Out of the net again, Istrelson. Leaves it to Jago on the far side. Jago, far side wall. Got it forward into the zone offside where the force. They'll have to tag up as Tri-City takes possession back. Donovan Gardner. Gardner lost the puck here. Eisenman's got it for a rush. Eisenman on the near side to the net. Eisenman shoots. Save made by Levine. Eisenman was looking past, tried to fire a shot, and Levine was ready for it. Made the save with the right shoulder. Now Berger got it out of the zone. Back towards the Fargo end. It's swept away by the force, and Donovan Gardner has the loose puck for Tri-City. Gardner on the near side to Schultz. 7:09 left here in this second period. No goals for either team in the second. Fargo with a 3-0 lead in the game. Loose puck now, and here's Lebosky on a breakaway. He shoots and misses the net. Loose puck in the Fargo end. Lebosky saw it right away, raced to it, and shot it. Missed the net. Now here's Berger with a shot and a save made by Israelson. High-quality opportunity for Berger, and Neil Goff doesn't like Berger in front of the net. He pushes Berger aside. We get a stoppage here, 6:49 to go. In the second period, Dan Lebosky, high-quality opportunity, missed the net, but got his own rebound and fed Berger, who had a good look. Shots on goal, even at 21 apiece, 6:49 to go in the second. Tri-City trails Fargo 3-0. Face off one by the Storm. Freitag with a shot save made by Istrelson. Another chance in front save. Another shot missed the net there by Valisano. Stormer putting pucks on the net now. Istrelson's been good to the task thus far. Now Fargo has it in neutralized. Stolen away by Kevin Kerr. Nice pass on the far side. Freitag. Matt Freitag into the zone. Shoot. Save made by Istrelson. Now on the far side, Fargo with possession. And it's a race to the far side. Alex Jakstad in the zone. Against Babcock, trying to push Kerr. Shot from Jakstad was saved by Levine. And now on the near side, it's taken by Hutton. Hutton leaves it for Wilkie. Wilkie down the near side, in the neutral ice, into the zone now. Wilkie makes a move. Wilkie to the far side, fell down, never got a shot. Taken back by Fargo. On the near side, Alex Jakstad. Stopped by Dello. And it's moved in deep. Dello's got it for Tri-City under 6 minutes left in the second. 3-0 the score. Fargo in the lead here on the Breeze. Now at the line, Lebosky turned it over to McMurphy. And it's sent out by Fargo. Now Dello again on the offensive end. Shoots it into the zone. Fargo cleared it to the top. Fritz couldn't handle a bouncing puck. And now Fritz back in his own end. Turned it to the far side. Turned it over and neutralized. And here comes Fargo. McDonald. McDonald with a shot. Levine got it with the toe of his left skate. And now Curry shoves his man down. Plays in the Storm end on the far side. Nice battle there by McMurphy. Got it to Curry. Curry, nice move here, Lebosky. Lebosky filling in for DiBenedetto, who's in the box. Lebosky, nice pass, Dello, he shoots, and a save made. Rebound went under Lebosky's stick. Save made with a blocker there by Israelson. Good look from Dello. Storm continue to shoot the puck here. Haven't gotten one by Israelson. Trail 3-0, under 5 minutes to go in the second. Gomez up and then couldn't get it out of the zone. Kept in by the forces, Cam Ashley. Donovan Gardner has it now on the far side for Tri-City. Got it forward to neutral ice. Turned it over. Right back into the Storm end. Right back out by Gardner. Now Fargo into the zone. Jago to the center. Opportunity here for Hayes. Knocked away by Schultz. Schultz got it to Gomez on the near side. Gomez out of the zone. Has some speed. Gomez into the zone. Shoot. Save made by Istrelson. Rebound into the corner. Gomez picks it up. Gomez working up the wall. Berger had it. Got it poked off his stick. Berger trying to get it back now. Kivi Halme played it on the far side. Big hit by Schultz on the far side as the puck is taken by Fargo. But Jago had it, sticked away by Gardner, and now it's moved by Schultz on the near side. Gomez, little pass to Berger in the zone. Left it for Lebosky. He's open. Lebosky shoots, hits the crossbar. Dan Lebosky just hit the crossbar, and Tri-City has come oh so close, but has not gotten one into the net here tonight with just 4 minutes remaining in the second. They trail Fargo 3-0. What a play set up there. Gomez to Berger. Berger worked it in the zone. Lebowski was wide open on the far side, and he ripped one right off the crossbar. Berger and Lebowski both have had some great chances for Tri-City tonight, have not been able to get one by Israelson. Face off one by Fargo in their own end, and now it's taken by Lebowski over to Berger. Berger up top, Hutton. Hutton now, Lebowski on the right circle. Lebowski's looking in the net. Lebowski's shooting, and it's deflected into the netting and out of play. Again, this top line for Tri-City working hard, generating chances, and generating shots on net. Tri-City now out shooting Fargo 25-23 in this game, specifically in the second period. After being outshot 16-8 in the first, Tri-City has put up a whole boatload of shots here in the second period. Put up about 13 shots in period number two. And now here comes Fargo off the faceoff. Hines with a shot, missed the net high. Good opportunity for Tyler Hines, but he missed the net. Now here's Fargo again to neutral ice. Poked away by Hutton, but back down into the storm end. Hines again. Hines from behind the net. Backhand shot hit the side of the net. And now Valisano moved it around the near side. Kept in, though, by Isamont. Down low to Garrett Gray. Turned over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr holding, waiting for a lane. Nice move by Kevin Kerr. And a great pass. Here's a two-on-one. Valisano with it in the zone. He shoots and a save made. Valisano had a two-on-one with Wilkie. Elected to shoot. And another save by Israelson. And now the puck in the storm end. Schultz got it back to Valisano. Left it for Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr in a neutral ice. Past the red line. Into the force end. Sends it in deep. Hunter Warner has it now, under 3 minutes to go in the second. Force with a 3-0 lead. No goals in this second. Fargo scored all three in the first. Levine out of his net to play it for Tri-City now on the far side of Jalen Schultz. Got it forward, McMurphy. McMurphy, nice move. Here through neutral ice, sent it in deep. Has Lebowski lurking on the far side. Puck's wrapped around and out of the zone. And it's all the way down into the storm end. Icing waved off. Jackstat takes a hit from Gardner. Puck's now loose on the far side. Pat Curry, first storm player over there to get it. Two-a-side battle develops here with Gardner and Curry for Tri-City. Puck's loose on the far wall. McMurphy got taken down. No call. And the puck's moved forward. Here's Pat Curry. Curry's got it with Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone. Two players on him, but he somehow still controls for a second there, and now Curry's got it on the far side wall. Loose puck taken by McMurphy. McMurphy to the center. McMurphy shoots, deflection, hit, missed the net wide. Now down low as Israelson didn't know where it went. McMurphy had a good look. Fargo takes possession, skates out to neutral ice. Jackstat able to shovel it into the Tri-City end. 1:40 to go in the second. Storm down 3-0, looking for a goal. Tri-City's had a lot of chances in this period, but haven't been able to score. Now Jago on the far side for Fargo. Into the storm end. Knocked down. No call. Jago went flying into the wall. Here comes Tri-City with a rush the other way. Wallen. Wallen got hit and taken down in neutral ice. Again, no call. And back into the storm end it goes. Pucks in deep. Andrew McDonald. McDonald took a hit. Poked into the corner. Moved over to Gomez on the near side. Gomez took a hit but got it out to neutral ice. Fargo with it now in neutral ice. Flip back into the Tri-City end. Dello with it now. Dello up the near side wall, out of the zone. And now it's back into the force end, and it's an icing on Tri-City. 56 seconds remaining in the second period. Storm trailing 3-0 to Fargo here at Shields Arena on the breeze, 94.5. DiBenedetto released from the box after his fight. 56 seconds to go in the second. Tri-City trailing 3-0 to Fargo. Face off one by the Storm, and Fritz on the far side. Wallen got it out. Loose puck in the force end. Neil Goff, first man there. Gomez all over him here in the near side corner. Runs him into the wall. Puck's taken back at center ice by Kevin Kerr. Now on the far side, Grant Hutton. Hutton got it to Berger. Berger shot it in deep. Behind the force net with 33 seconds to go in the period. Lebowski in the far side, we're going to work with Berger. It was taken away by Fargo, and Neil Goff out of the zone. Loose puck, Pogansky got to it. Stopped the play for Fargo. Now they're into the storm end, is Fargo. And Kevin Kerr has it. Nice pass to the center, Lebowski. Lebowski on the far side, Berger. Berger leaves it to Grant Hutton joining the rush. Hutton into the zone. Hutton to Poganski. Poganski got it knocked away. Far side, 10 seconds left in the period. Poganski sent it in deep for Lebowski. Lebowski looking to the center. Poganski had it kick off his skate, and he lost possession. And now Fargo gets it back and rolls it back to the Tri-City end, and that's how the period will end. No score from either side. Second fight of the game in the second period. Couple power play opportunities, but neither side able to capitalize, and it's 3-0 Fargo after two periods. 20 minutes remaining in this one. Tri-City trailing by three. Lots to come here on the Breeze. Central Hydraulic intermission report coming up next. We'll recap everything around the lead in the out-of-town scoreboard on your home for Storm Hockey, 94.5 FM.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit five toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey. For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to the Fargo Force after two periods. No score in the second period. They had all three goals in this one come in the first. Three goals scored by Brody Stevens at 5:45, Mason Morelli at 10:20, and C.J. Hayes at 10:30. So the two goals 10 seconds apart. Last time we've seen scoring. Neither team has hit the back of the net since then. Some power plays in the second period, though, as some penalties were called to both sides. Fargo 0-1 in the power play after a Daniel Fritz hooking penalty. Tri-City had a 5-on-3 opportunity, and the Storm did not register a shot on net during the 5-on-3. And Storm definitely struggled there with the 5-on-3. but they did have an opportunity later after the 5-on-3, and they got a couple opportunities. Storm 0 for 2 on the power play on the night. Best thing the Storm had going for them in the second period was the shots on net for Tri-City. They lead in shots on net here unofficially on the scoreboard, 26-23. And that is a huge, huge change after they were outshot 16-8 in the first period. Storm come back and really nice job with shots on net, getting chances on Israelson. Goaltender for the Fargo Forest, Matthias Israelson, has made all 26 saves that have come his way here after two periods. We've had a fight in the second, Joey DiBenedetto against Cole Bukeson. And DiBenedetto and Bukeson dropping the gloves after the play ended. And an opportunity in front of the Fargo net for the Storm. DiBenedetto got a couple good shots in there on Bukeson. And the Storm unable to get a goal here after 40 minutes. Have not scored. Had four goals last night, but nothing on the scoreboard for Tri-City right now after two periods. Fargo with the 3-0 lead. Levine in net for Tri-City has made 19 saves on 22 shots. Shots on net for Tri-City, Garrett Gomez has 4, leading the team. And for Fargo, Brody Stevens has 5, including a goal, which leads the Fargo Force. It's our Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running with it, Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report and come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update next, presented by Midway Auto here on The Breeze.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Sadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Sadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Sadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years, hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Fargo Force 3-0 here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Time for the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Getting you the scores from around the USHL here tonight. The Omaha Lancers are in a back-and-forth battle, and they have lost in a shootout to Team USA. Team USA with a huge 2 points, trying to continue to fight for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, and they defeat Omaha. Second night in a row that Omaha has lost in a shootout. Late goal for Jake Randolph, his second of the night, forced it to overtime. But the shootout winner for Dylan Larkin makes the win final for Team USA 5-4, the winner. Cedar Rapids has defeated Youngstown 4-1. Another win for Cedar Rapids, 4 points on the weekend for them. Lincoln has a 4-3 lead on Muskegon very late in the game. That would be a bad loss for Muskegon at home against Lincoln. The Stars got two goals from Christian Lampasso and then a goal from Magnus Hoff and John Simonson each in the third period. The Stars had a 4-2 lead, and Muskegon scored. Jack Rowe scores to make it 4-3. If Muskegon drops this game, they may fall farther behind in the race for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Chicago has a 4-0 lead on Des Moines after two. Green Bay has a 2-1 lead on Team USA after two as well. So a lot of different opportunities here late, and this has been a great race for the final spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Chicago specifically just has done a great job in the second half of the season, now leading Des Moines 4-0 after two periods. Green Bay has been there all along. They got the 2-1 lead over Team USA. Muskegon as well. They've been pretty much all there all the way, but they trail to Lincoln 4-3. Sioux Falls has a 3-2 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks at Young Arena. Waterloo was swept last weekend by Fargo at Young Arena, and now today trailing to Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls, though, no slouch of a team, as they're going to be headed to the playoffs. And now Waterloo, as I'm speaking, has tied this game. It's 3-3. Peter Krieger, second of the night on a power play to tie things up. Christian Horn has a goal and an assist tonight for Sioux Falls. Dennis Kravchenko with a goal as well for the Stampede. Indiana leads Dubuque 1-0 after two periods. Good battle there between the Ice and the Dubuque Fighting Saints. And the Ice with a 1-0 lead after two periods. The only goal for Brian Pino. Assists go to Aiden Muir and Matt Roy for Indiana. And that is the out-of-town scoreboard update here in the USHL. A lot of different games going on around the league here in the final weekends. Next weekend, the final weekend of the regular season. And just got to update you here. Muskegon has gotten back into the game. They scored a goal with 8 seconds left to tie Lincoln and force overtime. Jack Rowe, two goals in the final 2 minutes for Muskegon. What a game in Muskegon tonight. And Lincoln and Muskegon tied 4-4 heading to overtime. Muskegon try to pull off the win after being down late in the game. Real quick, in addition to the out-of-town scoreboard around the USHL, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard from around the college hockey landscape here, the second day of the NCAA tournament, and we'll get you some updates. Union defeated Providence earlier today, 3-1, to make the trip to the Frozen Four a reality. Two times in 3 years for Union in the Frozen Four, and a member of that team, Storm forward Mike Vecchione, played for the Storm for two seasons. He's headed to the Frozen Four as a freshman with Union. They knock out Providence, where Trevor Mingoya was playing, and so Providence is done. Boston College in a first-round game defeats Denver 6-2. Hat trick for Johnny Gaudreau and BC in that one. Denver had Trevor Moore on their lineup. He is done for the season. 6-2 final for BC. Minnesota, backstopped by Adam Wilcox, former Storm player, won 7-3 today over Robert Morris. And Wilcox and the Gophers will have a chance tomorrow. If they can win, they will make the Frozen Four. UMass Lowell has a 1-0 lead on Minnesota State. In the third period, the UMass Lowell Riverhawks, led by their goaltender Connor Hellebuyck, with a phenomenal goaltender performance. They lead 1-0 on Minnesota State late in the third. And Notre Dame and St. Cloud State are tied 1-1 in the first period. That game, Notre Dame and St. Cloud State. That's your update from around college hockey. And fans, we also want to remind you about our Valentino's trivia question of the week. Valentino's presenting sponsor of the Storm here for the pizza in the Storm Arena at the Viero Event Center. Valentino's eat-in, carry-out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Head to the Storm Facebook page every Tuesday afternoon and check out our Valentino's trivia question. If you comment with the correct answer, you can win a free buffet presented by Valentino's. We'll take a break here at Shields Arena, Tri-City trailing 3-0. Headed to the third period. We'll see if the Storm have what it takes for a comeback next on The Breeze 94.5.
When something's hard to do, like navigating the new healthcare law, you shouldn't have to face it alone. Call or visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. Ask Blue your questions, then rely on Blue to help you navigate the system. Most Nebraskans are required to have health insurance or face penalties. Time is almost up. Get what you need. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear your cell phone TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like a hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great times await. Grab some.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City trailing Fargo 3-0 as we head to the third period here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And the Storm need three goals to get back in this one. They've got some work to do. Haven't been able to beat Matthias Israelson just yet in this game. And we get face-off to start the third period. The Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial in the final frame. Fargo from left to right as Tri-City wins the face-off, and Dan Lebowski shoots in deep, wraps around to the far side. Timu Kivihalme played it to the near side. Lebowski cut it off and threw it towards the net, but it went wide. Now on the far side, big hit by Chase Berger on Hines on the far side. Hines right back up. And now Isamont left it down low at a give-and-go play. Was knocked away. Now it's Garrett Gray. Back to Isamont. Isamont behind the net. Berger on him. Nice game from Berger thus far as Kevin Kerr able to kick it around to the far side. Poganski cut it off, left it for Berger. Chase Berger on the far side to neutral ice. Past the red line, shoots right in on Israelson. Israelson makes the save and keeps play moving. Leaves it there to Hunter Warner. Warner starts to bring it forward. Plays it on the near side, Garrett Gray. Jalen Schultz able to take that one away, but then he turned it over to Isamont. Isamont got it knocked out of the zone. And now Hunter Warner will shoot it back in. Levine able to knock it to the far side. And Donovan Gardner on the far side will play it up the wall to Wilkie. Wilkie couldn't do much with it, but got it back after losing it. Plays it all the way down to the Fargo end. Icing waved off. As it's moved around the near side, Valisano cuts it off. Alisano into the corner. Got it to Freitag. Freitag centered it, but nobody there. Wilkie was calling for it. On the far side, he was open. But Freitag went to the center, and nobody was there. And now the Storm have it in their own end. Schultz got it to Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie gaining speed. Past the center. Taken away. Fargo takes it back, and now on the far side, the Force have possession. Knocked back away. Bouncing puck missed the net. It goes behind the net, and it's picked up by Malisano for Tri-City. Malisano overskated the puck, almost lost it, and it's poked back down deep by Cam Ashley. Malisano back to get it on the far side, Dello. Tori Dello got it to Wilkie. Just a deflection, neutral ice, picked back up by Fargo. Sent into neutral ice, turned over to Wilkie. Wilkie just shoots it in deep. He's at the end of a shift. And Milan goes in deep to play it. Milan on the backboards for Tri-City over to Wallen. Wallen on the far side, working to the center. Had a pass deflect off a skate, and Fargo intercepts. Past the red line, sent in deep. Wallen sent his man flying, Mason Morelli. Morelli gets right back up, no call coming. As it's taken now by Tri-City and Daniel Fritz. Got it to neutral ice, but turned it over. And Fargo has it on the far side. Deflected back to the Storm. Andello gloves it down. Plays it to Fritz. Fritz on the near side now to neutral ice. Got it on the far side over to Wallen. And it's back in deep to the Force end. Played by Israelson to the far side. Fargo has possession. Moving back to neutral ice. Pass deflected by Gomez. And Gomez takes control. Far side, Kevin Kerr left it for Hutton. Hutton back to Curry. Curry into the zone. Flipped it in deep. Curry's going to go chase now against Kivihome. Kivihome goes down. Curry's going to take a penalty here. Kivihome went down. Curry barely even touched the kid. And a hooking call on Pat Curry. Storm back to the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings. Head to GNC today. Tri-City trailing 3-0, 3 minutes into the Big O Tires third period here on the Breeze. And now they head to the GNC penalty kill as Pat Curry's in the box for hooking. Second penalty whistled to Curry tonight. Actually, I take that back. Curry did not get whistled for a penalty earlier. This is his first penalty of the night. And the Storm able to get to neutral ice here and control the puck. Gardner trying to shoot it in deep, but turned it over. And Fargo has it. It's Hunter Warner. Warner, 35 seconds into the penalty kill for Tri-City. We'll move it forward for Fargo. Far side, knocked away by Gardner to Poganski. Loose puck and neutralized. Gardner again knocks it away. Picked up by Mears Moore for Fargo. And now on the near side, Hunter Warner. Got to the center. Piotrowski had it. Sent in deep there by Fargo. And Gardner will shoot it up and out of the zone all the way down to the Fargo end of things. Wrapped around to the far side for Neil Goff. Loose puck, Kevin Kerr tries to hustle over and takes it away, but Goff got it back and shot it into the Storm end. Grant Hutton behind the net. Had two Fargo players against him there, but he's able to minimize damage, and Valisano able to take it out of the play, out of the zone. Hit off Tyler Hines. Lebowski roughing him up as Hines re-enters the zone. Now Valisano with a check. Hines still with the puck, though. Taken away by Grant Hutton. Hutton took a hook there and continued control. Oh, he hit Jago in the face with the puck. Jago shrugs it off and stays in the play. Officials were about to blow it dead, but he stayed right in. Chance in front for Fargo for Isomont, taken away by Lebowski, and he sends it out of the zone. And now Valisano gets hip-checked by Jago. Big hits there. Jago, warrior right now, just got hit in the face with a puck. And now here's a chance for Fargo, a big save by Levine. Rebound, they score. Mikey Isomont with a power play goal from Garrett Gray. And Fargo now has a 4-0 lead with 15:16 to go. And Pat Curry's penalty proves costly. The first power play goal of the weekend. Fargo and Tri-City have been held off the special team scoreboard until just now. Mikey Isomont continues to score against the Tri-City Storm. Isomont has done a great job all season here in the fourth game now against the Storm. He has three goals against Tri-City. And the third one might be a dagger here. 15 minutes left in this game, but Tri-City down 4-0. Have not been able to break through thus far. Officials confirm the goal, and it's 4-0 Fargo. 15:16 to go. We restart play, and the Force have won the faceoff. They send it all the way down. Icing waved off. And the goal to Mikey Isima for Fargo announced here. Now Gomez. Gomez for the Storm into the zone. On the far side, takes a big hit there. Out of the zone, Wallen sends it over to Hutton on the near side. Hutton shoots it back in. Fargo with possession now in their own zone. Came through the middle, able to work it out of the zone. And Warner came in offside. Stoppage in play, 14:42 to go here in this third period, presented by Big O Tires, Tri-City Storm. Won last night, 4-1. Trail tonight, 4-0 with 14:42 to go. And we talked with Jim Holton before the game in the coach's corner, specifically referencing last weekend against Green Bay, a 2-1 win the first night. And then things turned on the Storm, and they lost 5-2 in the second game. And so a similar situation here, a good effort on Friday night and a 4-1 win, but now on Saturday night, lacking the offense, trailing 4-0, and Tri-City in danger of dropping this one to Fargo with just 14 and a half minutes to go in this game. Still got to put up a goal just to get back into this thing. Puck's worked into the Storm end, and Andrew McDonald has it for Fargo on the far side, taken off by McMurphy, and Hutton, nice pass cross-ice to Curry, who was not ready and couldn't handle it. Turned over to Fargo. And now Kevin Kerr has it for Tri-City back in deep. Moves up the far side to Benedetto in the zone. To Benedetto, just sends it in deep. Neil Goff shoved on the far side to Benedetto, getting in there and knocking down Goff, who clearly has a size advantage on him. Now the puck's moved out of the zone, and Donovan Gardner got it back to neutral ice. To Benedetto, left it for Curry. Loose puck here on the far side. Gardner. Gardner sends it in deep to the Fargo end. Moved by Berger here in the near side corner to the center for the Benedetto. Got through to Gardner at the top. He fanned on a pass and turns it over and then gets back and pokes the puck away and gets possession back for Tri-City. Now it's Berger into the offensive zone. Took a hit. Puck's moved in deep by Piotrowski of Fargo. He sends it to neutral ice. And Morelli, excuse me, it's actually Mears Moore that sent it in deep. On the near side, nice hit by Schultz on C.J. Hayes. Far side, Poganski with the puck, centered it for Berger. Berger on the far side over to Lebowski. He took a hit, and now a penalty is whistled on Fargo. The hit on Lebowski, they call an elbow, and the Tri-City Storm will have themselves a Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close. Either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So 2 minutes whistled to Tanner Jago. This is his second penalty. Had one for cross-checking earlier, and now an elbowing. Storm Trail 4-0 with 13 minutes to go in the game. Trying to get something going here on their third power play of the night. Tri-City wins the faceoff. Up top, Lebowski on the right point. Now Berger on the right circle. Lebowski on the right point, over to the left for Wilkie. One-time shot save made by Israelson. Rebound in the corner for Milan. Try to work it down low to Poganski. Poganski comes over to help on the near side wall. Storm worked the puck free. Berger up to Poganski. Now Wilkie on the left point. Over to Lebowski on the right point. Lebowski shoots to the center for Poganski, but he couldn't get a stick on that puck, and it's taken by Fargo out of the zone. Now Wilkie back to the far side. Berger comes in, back in. Berger after the re-entry. Keeps it in at the top. Got a man to fall down. Berger fakes in a shot. Wilkie with a shot is blocked in front. And it was blocked in front there by Neil Goff, the big 6'5" defenseman. Otherwise, I thought it was headed for the top right corner. Nice opportunity for Wilkie. But Neil Goff got the big body in there to block it. Now Wilkie for Tri-City back at center ice. Wilkie into the zone. Fell down, but got it in deep with a backhand shot. Now it's kept in by Valisano on the far side. Wallen digging it out of the corner. Gomez back down low to Wallen. Wallen behind the net. And Valisano there as well. Lebowski, nice keep in at the right point. Gomez in the right circle. He shoots. It was blocked by Goff again. Now Wilkie didn't know where it was. Couldn't hold it in the zone. Fargo takes the other way shorthanded. Here's McDonald to the center. Wide open. Hayes couldn't hold it on his stick and get a shot. Now another pass to the center. Turn over to Lebowski. Lebowski ran into his own man Wilkie, but played it up to the far side Wallen. Wallen into the zone. Shoots it in deep off the far side corner behind the net. Israelson wraps it around the far side. Gomez kept it in enough for Dello. Dello got it on the top. Now it's out of the zone. And Kerr has it for Tri-City. Kevin Kerr. Far side, Della with just 20 seconds left in the power play. Palisano works it back in deep. Turned it over, though, and it's sent all the way down by Fargo and Pullman. 10 seconds left on a Storm power play here. They'll have one final rush. Kevin Kerr with the puck on his stick. Back to neutral ice. Got it to McMurphy. Stopped at the line. Dello on the far side wall there. And we're back at full strength here as Kevin Kerr continues to hold the puck. Now it's stopped at the line again. Backhanded in by DiBenedetto. 11 minutes to go in the third, presented by Big O Tires. Here on the Breeze, Fargo with a 4-0 lead. They scored three in the first and got their fourth here in the third. Back out to neutral ice. Curry overskated one, and Isamont will carry it back in for Fargo. Isamont on the far side. Isamont with a goal in this one already. Centering pass. Tried to find Jago, who was creeping in, but it went under his stick and all the way down the ice into the Fargo end. 10.5 minutes to go in the third. 4-0 Fargo lead, and here they come again on the far side. Isamont fires a slap shot. Save made by Levine, and he covers up the rebound. 10:28 to go now in this third period. Tri-City trailing 4-0 to the Fargo Force. Noticing a little more bounce in your vehicle's ride? It may be time for new shocks or struts at Big O Tires. They can carry a complete line of CarQuest shocks or struts to fit all cars, vans, SUVs, and light trucks. Plus, all of their shocks and struts come with a free replacement warranty, good for as long as you own your vehicle. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-0 here to the Fargo Force. It's been a reversal of fortunes here on Saturday night. The Force dropped last night's game to Tri-City 4-1, and now here tonight it's 4-0 Fargo. Storm will have another game tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Sioux City. So Tri-City getting out of here quick and getting on the road, headed for Sioux City. They'll play the Sioux City Musketeers tomorrow, 5 p.m. pregame show right here on the Breeze at 4:45. Quick chance off the draw for Fargo, and it's deflected away. Wallen sent it to the top of the zone, kept in at the right point by the Force. Thrown to the center, Gardner able to block that and control for Tri-City. Nice move by Gardner. Got a Force player to fall down. And Hayden Levine talking a little trash with Alex Jackstaff behind the play. Storm turned it over at the blue line, though, and now into the zone is Stevens. He shoots and misses the net wide. Rebound on the far side. Kept in at the line. He's getting a little chippy here. Shot save made by Levine. Another shot saved by Levine. Fargo with some opportunities. Fans trying to boo a little bit here. And a shot from Neil Goff gets deflected so high that it is up over the netting and hit off the video board here in Fargo. Right off the middle of the video board. And it's 4-0 Fargo. We get the stoppage. 9:44 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Isamont, power play goal from Hines and Garrett Gray at 4:44. Have the Force up top 4-0 right now. Face off to the right of Levine in the Storm end. Berger against McDonald on the draw. One forward by the Force. Behind the Storm net now. Fargo takes possession. Morelli, the center. Morelli shoots. Deflection in front, never got all the way through. Bouncing puck knocked forward to Lebowski. Dan Lebowski out of the zone. Pass forward into the offensive zone. Poganski racing down to get it. Poganski shoves his man over to Berger. Berger left it for Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski turned it over behind the net, but then got back in control. And Berger in the near side corner tried a centering pass. That was a no-looker to Poganski. He was stolen away by Fargo. Taken back by Tri-City, and Lebowski played it to some open space on the far side, and Fargo has control. Kevin Kerr knocked that one away, got it to Berger. Berger got it at the red line, but lost it to McDonald, who put it into the Storm end. Here's a chance in front. He shoots, and a save made by Levine. Andrew McDonald with a high-quality chance, and Hayden Levine makes the save. Levine has allowed four goals in this game. He's made some big saves here later in the contest. 8:53 to go here in the third. Tri-City trailing 4-0 to the Fargo Force. Face off to Levine's left in the Storm end. Alessano against Piotrowski. And it's won by Tri-City. Fritz able to bank it to neutralize. Alessano got to knock it in the Fargo end. Got it to Wilkie. Wilkie to the net. He shoots and misses the net. Another missed net here for Tri-City, and now here comes Fargo the other way. Hayes to the center, had it knocked away, and now Fritz gets it back. Fritz for Tri-City on the far side. Moved up the wall for Wilkie. Wilkie tried to get it in the zone for Valisano, intercepted, and it's played by Fargo back into the Storm end. Piotrowski over to Hayes, knocked away, up to the top. Shot save made by Levine. Shot came from Jago. And now it's moved behind the net. Gardner lost the stick, kicked it away. Another shot save made by Levine. Hayden Levine made a couple point-blank saves here in the last couple sequences. 8:06 to go in this one. Tri-City trailing 4-0 to the Fargo Force here on the Breeze, 94.5. Shots on goal now in the arena in favor of Fargo, 29-28. Score on the board, 4-0 Force. 8:06 to go in the game. Storm win the faceoff. It's sent out to neutral ice, rolling back towards the Fargo end. And now McMurphy can't enter the zone because DiBenedetto was still in there. And it gets taken off McMurphy's stick. Now McMurphy strips Isamont of the puck and try to move into the zone. Isamont try to take it back. Worked on the wall here. McMurphy trying to move forward, taken away by Hines. And now here's Isamont. Isamont into the zone. Isamont got it knocked away by Schultz into the near side corner. Isamont went down. Hines moved past Gardner. Hines with a shot save made by Levine, and he hangs on. Another save there for Hayden Levine as it's 7-7 shots on net here in the Big O Tires third period. 7:32 to go in the game. Tri-City trailing 4-0 here in Fargo. We're looking for the sweep coming into the night, but time is running out, trailing by 4 goals. Faceoff is won forward by Tri-City now, and Wallen played it on the far side. Mylan up the far side wall. Try to get it in the zone. He did. Nice diving effort by Cody Mylan, but now he couldn't do much more with it, and Fargo takes the other way. Knocked into the Tri-City end. The near side, Alex Jackstat to the center, knocked away by Mylan in front of the net. Gomez played it up the near side wall, kept in. A shot save made by Levine. Rebound in the near side corner. Moved by Hutton, got it to Gomez, who gloved it down. Gomez, nice pass into the zone. Wallen to the center for Gomez. He shoots and misses. May have been deflected there by the netminder for Fargo. Now Kevin Kerr with a shot and a save made. Two good saves for Matthias Israelson. Gomez had an opportunity point blank on a backhand. Nice give and go with Jake Wallen. Wallen and Gomez, one of the bright spots of the weekend for Tri-City. They've continued to work pretty well together offensively. But Tri-City trailing in this game 4-0 with just 6:52 to go. Face off to the right of the Fargo net. And Matthias Israelson, won by the Storm. And Poganski took a shot that went wide. Rebound on the far side. Worked out of the zone to Mason Morelli. Big hit by Fritz there. But it's taken by McDonald. McDonald into the zone. Shot one towards the net. Levine made the save. Rebound behind the net. Poganski was in there. Now Fritz able to work it free over to Lebowski. Lebowski on the near side. Sent it in the zone. Trying to work with Poganski. Fritz able to keep it in. He took a hit. Went down. Lebowski keeps it in. Lebowski holding the center. Burger over to Poganski. Poganski shot it wide. Penalty upcoming on Fargo. And the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play. Poganski on a give and go was hooked down in a high quality opportunity. And Tri-City will have the power play, trailing 4-0 with 6:18 to go. At the very least, trying to break the shutout here, Matthias Israelson has won thus far for Fargo. 6:18 to go in regulation. And the penalty to Fargo for hooking goes to Cole Bjugsen. Dukeson dropped the gloves earlier with Joey DiBenedetto. And now Tri-City wins the faceoff. Schultz over to Kerr on the near side. Kerr holding to the center. He shoots it deflected wide by Jackstat. And out of the zone it goes. 6 minutes to go here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 4-0 to Fargo. So on the power play here presented by Century 21. And Wilkie was into the zone. And the Storm were onside. But they whistled offside as Freitag was stood up at the line and went down right back onto his feet. We get the stoppage here. 5:52 now to go in the third period presented by Big O Tires. 1:34 to go in the penalty to Cole Bukeson. 4-0 Fargo Force ahead of the Tri-City Storm. Faceoff is scrum four neutral ice and won by Tri-City here as McMurphy will have possession in neutral ice. McMurphy past the red line. Shot it in deep. Trying to get past Tanner Jago. It's wrapped around by Kivi Halme on the far side. Kept in by Schultz. But now Fargo around the wall and out again. Storm here on the power play going with the fourth line. McMurphy, DiBenedetto, and Curry. Jim Holton making a statement here, trying to get some offense from his fourth line. They've been good tonight. And Holton rewarding them with an opportunity here on the power play. Storm shoot it in. DiBenedetto couldn't handle it, though, on the far side corner. And here comes Fargo into the Storm end. Hayes to the center. Shot save made by Levine. Rebound loose taken by Curry. Curry's going to go the other way. Nice little pass over to McMurphy. McMurphy, now we get a stoppage and a penalty after the play. And the fans like it. I don't know what they're cheering. I don't know who the penalty. I think a penalty is coming to Fargo here. Slashing call on Fargo. I don't know what the fans, I don't think, realize that it was a penalty on Fargo. Andrew McDonald is going to the box for a slashing call. It looked like something happened down low against Levine. And now Freitag's going to serve a penalty for Tri-City. They may have called penalty to Levine and McDonald. Hayden Levine may have taken a penalty here. Out of frustration, no doubt. Levine upset with Andrew McDonald, and the officials have called the penalties on both Levine and McDonald. Freitag into the box to serve one of the penalties, and we'll listen in, try to hear the PA. Storm win the faceoff, 40 seconds left in their power play. We're in this side, the Diamond Vogel final five. There's a chance in front for Berger, and he shoots. Blocked away. And now Poganski from behind the net, trying to come out in front. Left it for Fritz. Down low, Lebowski. Now back to Fritz. Far side, Hutton. Fritz to the center with a shot deflected away. Poganski trying to pick it up in the corner. He does. Poganski trying to move it to the top. And it's kept in the zone by Tri-City. Penalty upcoming on Fargo. And now Levine coming to the bench here. And now Hutton trying to bank it forward to Lebowski. Lebowski's into the zone. Lebowski still holding possession. Up top, Wilkie. Wilkie holding. Wilkie still holding. And now the man out of the box for Fargo deflects it over to Fritz, but never had possession. Now Hutton. Hutton shoots. Save made. Rebound loose in front. It's covered up by Israelson. So we get a stoppage, and now we'll get a penalty assessed to the Force for checking from behind. Tyler Hines picks up the penalty. And the penalty was to Hayden Levine for Tri-City behind the play, and they did announce it, but I was kind of caught up in what was actually going on in the action. So it looked like Levine took a penalty. Andrew McDonald took a penalty. And now Tyler Hines took a penalty. The Storm back on the Century 21 power play. 4 minutes left in this game. Storm down 4-0. Trying to get on the board here with 4 minutes to go. Fresh 2 minute power play. Quick shot from Schultz and a save made by Israelson. So Hines for checking from behind. Right off the faceoff, Schultz with the opportunity there and a save made by Israelson. Israelson still in contention for a shutout here. Made over 30 saves now at this point. Storm win the faceoff and Schultz with possession on the right point. Kevin Kerr back to Schultz. Schultz now down low to Lebowski on the circle. Excuse me, that's Wallen. Wallen, cross-ice pass over to Kevin Kerr. Kerr down low from Island. Cross-ice pass Schultz. Schultz holds, shoots, it was blocked. Now on the far side, rebound kept in. Nice job by Jalen Schultz to get possession back to Gomez. Gomez still in control, left it for Wallen. Back up top for Schultz. Banked it down low, Wallen. Wallen on the goal line. Wallen shoots, save made by Israelson. Rebound far side, Gomez in the corner. Gomez with it for Tri-City. Gomez now behind the net, tries to come out in front. Shot save made by Israelson. Rebound all the way down. Storm, a couple good chances from Wallen and Gomez. Still can't break through. 3:12 to go in the game. Far side, Milan. Enter the zone. Puck's kept in by Gomez, but now it comes out. Wallen's got it for Tri-City back at center ice. Wraps it around the wall. Israelson out of the net. Sends it to the far side out of the zone. 50 seconds left in the penalty to Hines. Under 3 minutes left in the game. Tri-City trailing 4-0. Fritz moving forward. Got the far side. Donovan Gardner shoots one in on Israelson, who steers it into the near side corner. Up the wall. Fritz can't keep it in. All the way down it goes. 30 seconds left now in the penalty to Hines of Fargo. Donovan Gardner to neutral ice. Pass it behind Curry. Turnover at the red line. Back to the Storm end. Levine out of the net. We'll leave it behind the net for Fritz. 12 seconds to go in the Storm power play. Fritz to the red line. Send it in deep. Around the back of the net. Over to the near side. Curry got it down low for McMurphy. Worked it to Curry in the corner. We're back at even strength here. Man out of the box is Hines. Curry has it on the near side corner. Worked it to McMurphy. McMurphy behind the net. McMurphy looking for something in front. Steering out on the goal line. Shot save. Rebound loose in front. McMurphy still had it. Now it's deflected up to Fritz. Fritz over to Gardner with a shot. Deflection in front. McMurphy shoots. Save made. And the Fargo Force continuing to hold the Storm off the board. And now Hines has it. Hines up the near side. Snapped by Gardner. And it's moved out of the zone by Curry. Back to Fritz for Tri-City. A minute and a half to go in the game. 4-0 Fargo. And now a turnover in the Storm end. And an opportunity here for Fargo. Knocked away by Berger. Chance was for Brody Stevens. And Fargo has it again in the Storm end. Chance in front. Poganski knocked it away. On the near side wall. Jakstad, far side. Wind up in a fire. And a shot missed the net wide for Timu Kivihalme. And there's just a minute left here in the Diamond Vogel final five. Tri-City will drop this one to Fargo. 4-0 the score right now. Storm. And we get a stoppage here. And a couple players combined. Lebowski and Tanner Jago were going at it. Now everybody piling up right in front of the Fargo bench. Fans on their feet here as well. Lebowski got tangled up. 56 seconds to go. Things getting a little chippy here in the third period. Storm 0-5 on the power play here tonight. Let's see if there's any penalties assessed. 56 seconds to go in this one. Fargo in control with a 4-0 lead here at Shields Arena. It'll be a series. It'll be a series split on the weekend. Fargo will take the season series 3-1. As they beat the Storm three times this month. Jago is going to head to the box for Fargo. No one has joined him just yet for either side. Fargo only with four players on the ice. Looks like it's going to be another Storm power play here. Well, actually, Fargo will have five players on the ice. 5-on-5, no penalty put up on the board. Jago in the box. Storm win the faceoff in Hutton. Wrapped it around the far side for Wilkie. Wilkie back in deep. Chance in front for Valisano. Turned over, now Hines has it. Lebowski ends up getting whistled for a roughing penalty, but I don't think he was put in the box. I think Lebowski may have been put into the tunnel. So two penalties there, no man advantage on either side. Just 30 seconds left here in regulation. Garrett Gray brings it in the Storm end. Gray to the center for Isamont. Isamont in the corner, back down low to Gray. 4-0 Fargo in the lead, and they will win this game. They have control of the puck here. Final seconds ticking off the clock. Hutton got tied up in his own zone. Opportunity for Gray. He shoots. Levine makes the save. Rebound loose. Here's Wilkie with 5 seconds left. And a one-on-one, he just shoots it wide of the net. And that'll end a night for the Storm that they probably would like to forget. 4-0 Fargo shutout win here on a Saturday night at Shields Arena. Tri-City falls in this one 4-0, held off the board after four goals last night. Storm will have one more this weekend. It'll be tomorrow at 5 p.m. in Sioux City. But we'll take a break and recap this one in the Old Chicago postgame show coming up next here on The Breeze.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires to tell you flat out, we will beat any price on four new tires. At Big O, we have sets of four. Passenger tires starting as low as $140. And light truck tires start at just $240 for a set. Shop Walmart or Graham's, then come to Big O for the absolute lowest tire prices in town, period. It's our commitment to you. We will not be beat on price. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from The Arrow. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm fall 4-0 here to the Fargo Force. We're inside the Old Chicago Postgame Show on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Sheffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm were shut out by Matthias Israelson, Fargo Force goaltender, with a phenomenal performance here tonight in front of his home crowd. Ends up making 31 saves against the Tri-City Storm. And Tri-City here just got beat in most facets of the game tonight. Final score, again, 4-0. We're inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And we are joined here by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the Old Chicago postgame show. And, Coach, we talked about the need to learn from last week against Green Bay. And, again, here the first period hurt you guys.
Yes, unfortunately not a very good night at the office. We had too many passengers tonight. You know, I didn't mind our first 10 minutes. We were okay. But then before we knew it, we were down 3-0. And I think tonight was a night. It was a sloppy, poorly played game on both sides of the puck, in my humble opinion. And I think whoever got the lead was probably going to run away and hide, and that's what happened.
Early on in the game, like you said, seemed like teams were feeling each other out. But you had some high-quality chances, hit a couple posts. Both sides hit a couple posts early on. And what did you think as the game wore on, the team's offensive chances kind of grew slimmer and slimmer?
Yeah, you know what, I think we had the better of the chances the overall complexion of the game from start to finish, but it doesn't matter when you're down, because similar to the record that we played last Saturday night against Green Bay, that they're going to sit back and do some different things, obviously with the lead. You know, they give up some more shots, but I didn't like our intensity, I didn't like our finish. We missed nets on a lot of chances. We just mentally weren't into the game. You know what? Unfortunately, you learn a lot about people in adverse situations, and part of the evaluation we're going through right now is I guarantee there'll be some people that won't wear this sweater another year. They're playing themselves off the team, and we're evaluating very closely how people react in tough circumstances, and some people are responding favorably, some are responding negatively.
Bro, got a 60-game season, and this is game number 57, so a lot of these guys on this team have played a lot of games, and do you think that factors into late in the season here, on the road, far trip, that it'd be tougher to get up for a game like this?
Nope. You have to have pride as an athlete. You have to have pride as a performer, and I don't care whether it's the first game. I don't care if it's the 60th game. I don't care if we've lost every game of the year. We need competitors to turn this thing around, and half of our team isn't right now, and they won't be here next year.
In this game, it seemed like, and I talked earlier about struggling to get the offensive presence. What lines did you feel, and maybe the question should be, what did you feel about the fourth line, sending them out there for a couple shifts in the third period, especially on the power play, giving them a chance to work and try to produce some offense?
Well, at that point in the game, it's 4-0, and no one has played well enough to deserve any power play above those guys. You know, they gave me everything they had tonight. You know what? I think as the fourth line, they did their job. They brought energy. They brought some physical play, but I just thought overall we had sporadic performances. You know, I couldn't point out one guy that had a great night. Unfortunately, you know, you'd have a shift or two, but then they'd drop right off. Another guy'd have a good shift, then he'd follow it up with two or three bad shifts. So it was a sporadic effort, and you get what you deserve. That's why we lost 4-0.
What it has to be said before tomorrow to refocus the team after a performance where you're held off the scoreboard?
Well, we're not going to have any choice, or they're going to run us right into the building. We have to drag ourselves into the battle. And this was not a tough game to play tonight. Fargo ramped up their intensity. Yes, they were a lot more physical than they were last night. But we already know what Sioux City's bringing to the table tomorrow night. So it's up to us to either answer it or get ourselves embarrassed. It's as simple as that. And it's a pride game. We've talked about this before. You get beat 4-0, you appeal to some pride. And again, it's another evaluation tool for us. So, you know, we've got to put this one behind us when we pull out of the parking lot and start focusing on tomorrow.
Jim Holton joining us here on the Old Chicago Post-Game Show. Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Jared.
Final score in this one, 4-0 in favor of the Fargo Force. We'll recap this one here in the Stadler Implement game recap. Fargo had 3 goals in the first period, gave them the early lead from the outset. Brody Stevens, Mason Morelli, and C.J. Hayes each with goals. Morelli and Hayes scored 10 seconds between each other. And Fargo takes the 3-0 lead after one. They add a goal in the third. Mikey Eisenman on the power play. 31 saves in the shutout for Matthias Israelson in the final score. 4-0 Fargo. They outshoot Tri-City 35-31 here in this game. And a lot of different contributors for the Force. The result, a shutout win for Fargo. That's our Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now time for the 3 stars of the game presented by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete and all of us. And you just heard Jim Holton not pleased with his team's effort tonight. And in that respect, no stars of the game here for the Tri-City Storm. The third star, Matthias Israelson, the goaltender for the Fargo Force with a shutout. Second star, Garrett Gray, scored a goal. And the first star, Mason Morelli. Morelli played well tonight, had a second goal of the game for Fargo, and he is our first star presented by New West Sports Medicine. Dent Popper grinder of the night, much like the Storm's hardest working player. The Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. We talked about the fourth line a little bit and how they've been working hard. Tonight's grinder, Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy playing hard tonight, generating some chances, worked hard down low, got some power play time, did a lot of things right for Tri-City. In the end, though, no one able to score for the Storm, and they fall 4-0 in this one. Final check of the out-of-town scoreboard here before we sign off on the Breeze 94.5, all the games final. here around the USHL. The Omaha Lancers fall in a shootout to Team USA in Ann Arbor, 5-4. Cedar Rapids on the road defeats Youngstown for a sweep of the series, 4-1. Muskegon comes back, scores a goal with 8 seconds left in regulation, and then wins in a shootout to pick up two huge points. What a game tonight in Muskegon at L.C. Walker Arena. The Lumberjacks come from back from dead and win the game against Lincoln. They were down 4-2 in the third. They win in a shootout to knock off the Lincoln Stars. Two huge points for Muskegon in the playoff race. Sioux Falls and Waterloo are tied 3-3 late in the third period, 5 minutes to go in that one. Dubuque has a 3-2 lead on the Indiana Ice late in the third period, just about a minute and a half to go. Chicago had a 4-0 lead in this one. Now it's 4-2 over Des Moines, but only a minute left in the third period there. The Steel in control by two. And Green Bay has picked up 2 points, defeating Team USA 4-1. So if everything holds steady in the Eastern Conference, every team has picked up 2 points in the East. If everything holds steady, all the teams that are in playoff contention, I should say, have picked up 2 points. And the playoff situation will look very interesting going into tomorrow afternoon's games, a couple more games tomorrow. Sioux City had the night off tonight, and that's where the Storm will be tomorrow at the Tyson Event Center to face the Musketeers, a 5 p.m. game. And we will have the pregame show for you presented by Viero Wireless, approximately 4:40, about 20 minutes before puck drop will be on the air for the Viero Wireless pregame show. And that'll do it here for us tonight. Fargo Force with the 4-1 win. We thank you for joining us. Quick shout out to Caleb back in studio for doing a great job pressing all the buttons, making everything happen at the Breeze Studios in Hastings. Tri-City Storm fall 4-0. They'll have one more tomorrow this weekend against Sioux City. 4:40 Viero Wireless pregame show. We'll talk to everybody then. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.